I'm a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
You should just smile and follow me!
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey?
The game is cold, but it's crazy.
In your face, Nancy Grace.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though.
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Heyo!
Hello!
Heyo!
Remember when you used to start these rapping?
I do. God. Should I do it again?
No,
I'm
gonna
get back to it.
No, you don't have to do that.
I could.
No, because we think we have to play the intro.
Let's
all
try.
Over
we'll just try it one more
no.
time.
No,
one
no,
more
no,
time.
No, no,
no.
We're not wasting time.
Maybe next week.
Because I'm in a rush.
You're not in a rush.
I know.
You were talking about wanting to play the South Park game after we're done.
I do. I do want to play that game.
Like, oh,
and I don't like playing video
rush.
Games, but I'm in a rush. I'm in a rush to play that game.
Ah,
you see what I'm saying
uh-huh.
there? Yeah.
Does it feel weird not having people watching us right now?
It is a little weird.
I feel like
I'm used to that audience atmosphere.
I got used to the voyeurness.
Uh-huh.
Is that what it, that's a word? Voyeurness. So. Yeah. Voyeurism
yep.
of an audience watching you live. And I don't feel like I can perform now. Robert, please go find some neighbors of mine. And please just be like, hey,
pack
we need you to just come
this
stare.
Tiny studio we're in. Literally tiny studio. I don't think we've said that.
I mean, it's a studio, though.
Right.
Where we used to just have, like, a house that was a tiny studio because that was all it was. Now we have a tiny room in the house
mm-hmm.
that it is a studio.
It is a studio.
So Tiny Studio 2?
Tiny Studio 2.
Is that what we call it now?
TS2.
Yeah, TS2. Yep. Welcome back to episode 201.
201. You've done 200 of these episodes.
Well, actually, we've done more, but we just don't count,
say
like,
we.
Best ups.
You've done 200.
Well,
I've probably done
it's a team
like 140.
I haven't done one solo. I haven't done one by myself
this
yet.
This is true.
So, because I don't think I could. Nobody would want to hear me talk by myself. But
that's not true. I'd listen.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, just to hear like how bad it
I'm
was.
I'm sure the last time you did that, I think, was probably in the very beginning of this podcast, in its infancy.
I'd like to do it by myself?
Yeah. Have you tried to talk into a microphone
I
by
have.
Yourself
One
lately?
Time when Curtis and I did it, I remember I just tried
it
by myself.
Like,
and
Bill
I got
Burr,
like 15
the,
minutes
I,
in.
The
and
idea
it was just
that,
like, goddamn.
The idea that Bill Burr just sits in
an
his,
hour.
Weird.
An hour and a half, because he does a 30-minute one.
That's nuts.
It's
oh,
like
yeah.
that Thursday afternoon, Monday morning,
just
before
Friday
podcast. And just checking in on you.
I never liked it. It's so funny, because I watch his specials and everything, and I thought he's funny, but not that funny. But when we saw him a couple years ago.
God, he was
God,
awesome.
God, he was fucking great.
He just.
Where was he at? He was at, Jones Hall?
Yeah, I believe so. With the orchestra. The
it was
orchestra
right before Trump and that dude was fucking with him. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and then they're like, Caitlyn Jenner's like, fuck that
yeah.
fucking science experiment.
Science
and
experiment.
Like, oh, what's that, sir?
Yeah.
He always says, sir, and it just makes it seem like way dumber than whatever you already had just said. But before the podcast, we were jamming to what the kids are listening to these days, and that,
we like to stay current.
We're trying to stay woke,
right,
as they
exactly,
say.
Stay woke.
And so we stumbled across this this fella Yo Gotti, an Italian man, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
And this is his new track, his new joint, as the children say. It's called Rake It Up.
Rake It Up. Oh, you should have played Yo Gotti's old song just to give the people a refresher.
Well, we will.
Yeah, okay.
I tell all my hoes, rake it up.
Rake it up.
That's what I tell my hoes.
That's what I tell them every day.
Bag it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up,
fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up.
You should see Alex doing the whitest dance in the world.
Fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up. That's a fucking. I just quoted the whole. I didn't even know the words.
Nope.
Fuck it up, 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 fuck it up. All right, so like, what are you gonna do to fill this part? What if we just say
fuck
it up like for about 30
yeah.
seconds? Yeah, sure.
It's like how Sam Cooke and Otis Redding, they used to whistle when they didn't know what to do, or they would just go
that
rat,
sounds cooler.
That kind of thing. But no.
Whoa. Are you offended by this?
A little bit.
This Italian man.
This Italian man. Yo Gotti
saying the N word.
I was sending bricks to Harlem back when Jay was still with Dane. I'm a leave child. I gotta protect.
You like this?
It just sounds like, because we do radio, and the beat sounds like something you would do, like, to intro a song.
Yeah.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's Alex, and you listening to K KPTG, The Point.
The Point?
I don't know.
The Point?
Did you point and shoot? I don't know. It sounds like a good name for a rap station. Well, they talk about shooting all the time in rap. Excuse me.
On this week, Alex, this of all weeks, you're going to talk about pointing and shooting.
Okay, for arrows. We're talking about arrows.
Exactly. Bows and arrows. Lord of the Rings, this motherfucker.
Bows and arrows, motherfuckers. He tells all his hoes to rake it up. Now,
I think he's talking about the strippers.
I believe, and they should do that. Alex and Chris break down rap lyrics.
Right.
And so I believe when he's telling the hoes to rake it up,
I believe he's making it rain is what he's doing.
He's been making it rain, as they say, yes. Right. Which now, is already a song.
Right.
Now, this is Nicki Minaj, I believe.
Oh, is it? Oh, my.
She said China, and then vagina. And then I figured she was going to say vagina, because what else rhymes?
She's classy. Nicki Minaj is straight class.
All young ladies should aspire to
be. But you know who I like now who is just the same as Nicki Minaj? Is Cardi B.
Cardi B.
You hear about Cardi B? Cardi B is great.
Drop two mixtapes in 6 months with bitch working hard as me.
There was a story last week.
She's got bloody shoes.
There was a story last week where she and her posse got kicked out of a hotel that she was in. And because apparently there was a bunch of weed smoke on the floor.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Rapper,
I'm shocked, right?
Smoke.
So anyway, so they get kicked out, and automatically, of course, they claim racism because that's what you do in 2017 when you know whatever claim racism. And she said to the cameras, "I quote: nobody in my posse smokes weed. I don't know why they planted weed in that room.
Have you heard your rap lyrics?
Have you heard your songs? Do you
because
hear what
you?
Do you hear the words coming out of your own mouth?" Funny. Cardi B. And she used to be a stripper, right? Yeah.
So she probably raked it up back in her day.
Oh,
I wonder if she knows Gotti.
From her ex to
Gotti.
These stories. They're inspiring.
These expensive. These are red bottoms.
These are
the bloody shoes.
That's what she says?
Yeah, because I think there's like that really expensive brand of chick shoes that have red bottoms.
Oh, yeah, they have the red bottoms.
And that's what she's saying.
Okay. Cardi B.
Now, this is my favorite Yo Gotti song, as we were digging deep before this. This is Down in the DM.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, sometimes,
theme song right here.
Sometimes you'll slide into someone's DMs.
Before we play the song, you know Michael Connor. He's been on the show before.
Yes.
When asked, Michael Connor, what's your karaoke go-to? He says Down in the DM.
Really?
He says Down in the DM. And that's a white boy. That's a ginger.
You were
this.
Out when we did our karaoke go-tos, and mine is Hero from Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, really?
Followed by Shaggy's Wasn't Me. But that's usually the two people.
Half-Breed by Cher, because, you know, I'm a half-breed, is one of my go-tos.
A little racist.
Anything by ABBA.
Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah. Maybe Prince's Purple Rain.
Fuck it up. I mean, mine might be Rake It Up in the future now.
Barry Manilow. Anything by Barry Manilow.
You have to have a go-to song. Not
I know,
seven
but I've got
songs
so
that
many,
you sing
man.
Karaoke to.
I will get up on stage and I won't get off.
I have the group one is Shaggy, and then Alex just crushing it by himself is Enrique Iglesias here. And I will murder anybody.
Maybe
at
Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You.
We need to have a PTG karaoke night.
We should. I've never done karaoke.
And we've just listened to an entire rap song. You've never done karaoke, then how do you have a go-to song?
Well, because if I were to do karaoke, then
I don't even like that. Chris has a go-to karaoke song and hasn't done it. Well, he sees your girl as post
this
a PM. So direct message, kids.
See him. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. It's a rhymester. Snapchat me that pussy.
If it's cool.
Or FaceTime. He gives you options at least, you know. You can Snapchat me that pussy.
Yes, I was wondering
or
if
you can FaceTime me that pussy.
Perhaps if Snapchatting me that pussy isn't your forte.
Right.
Would you mind
FaceTime
FaceTiming it? None of that
he's
snail
a,
mail pussy.
He's a gentleman. You know what I mean?
I'm not about pussy over emails either.
Right. He wants it in the DM.
Right in the DM.
Right in the DM.
Now, what DM? Are we talking Instagram?
Or Twitter?
Or the Twitter?
Do they call it? Because I don't get on Instagram. Is it DM?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Messages. Facebook is messages, right?
I guess.
What about Google Plus?
Robert?
Robert, you use Google Plus?
Doesn't
no?
YouTube have
he does
some
not.
Kind of
He's just
messaging?
Like, I'm not going to participate. He stepped away from the microphone. He's like, fuck you guys. You and your, man. Your nonsensical rap music.
I feel like this podcast has been getting in the way of Robert's Astros just a little bit.
Well, they're not playing
anymore.
Yeah,
I know. But like
I don't
the
know,
past
Robert.
2 weeks.
Just looking at some stats, 100% of the time that you have worked on Pass the Gravy that season, the Astros have won the World Series. So,
this
like,
is true.
I would say we changed your life and the Astros' lives. You're welcome, everyone.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I'm guessing they'll
want
be
credit.
Comeback kids.
Well, they were comeback kids last week when we talked about them the last 2 weeks. They're so not really
just,
back.
We're just gonna come. We're just gonna talk.
They're
about
not really
it.
Coming back. Okay. Yeah, we can talk about baseball.
I still don't understand the comeback kid. It's because there are things that we have never talked about that are comeback kids.
Well, it's just something back in the news.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have to talk about
it
previously,
I get it.
But it's something. Oh yeah, that's in the news again.
Okay.
Dinosaurs. We found bones. I mean, that's not one, but that might be a future news.
Could be.
Or past news.
Who knows?
Who knows? We should do past news, and it's just old news. We're also thinking about maybe like trying to just pick a specific date in history and then do a podcast as if that was
that
when we were living.
Next week's podcast?
We tried that with Cole back in the day.
Did you really?
We tried to do a 1999 themed podcast, and Cole was not having it about 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, thanks for letting me prep for this entire podcast where I found 1999 references. And then you just quitting. That's cool. I didn't write down a whole fucking page of references to throw it to you, but okay. Somebody did their homework. And that's why Cole's not on the podcast
Cole.
Anymore.
When's the last time you
talked
to Cole?
Remember when Cole was going to come out to the live broadcast last week?
Yeah.
And then, what did he do? Oh, nothing. He didn't do anything, did he?
It was far, Alex. It was 20 minutes away from his apartment.
Oh,
you can't ask him to travel 20 minutes
You're
away
right.
on a
Silly
Tuesday.
Me.
Jesus.
Silly me. So we just listened to Yo Gotti, two songs. And I think I'm hooked. I'm hooked,
Yo Gotti.
As the kids say. All right. I guess that's all of our intro.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess
what are we talking about on this?
We hop
day?
Right into
we're gonna do where you've
some
been.
Segments. We're gonna do that.
Mm.
Let's do that. Let's get into where you've been. Layla Letts, I loved the live performance. We got rave reviews. Just before we get into it, I guess let's give some quick shout outs to just once again to Alec Vitrone for volunteering his services. Dude just straight up hit me up.
That
and
guy was,
like, was
super nice.
Yeah, I love that guy. He's
he was
awesome.
Really
he's,
nice.
He's a brother to us now.
He is.
He's
indeed.
A member of the Gravy Gang. And I mean, he straight up just emailed me like, "Hey man, you guys doing the podcast live? I can help you. I've got audio engineering experience. I got a PA system."
And he was funny on
was
the microphone.
Funny as hell.
Too,
yeah, really good. He brought the fucking wireless microphone. Yeah. People were wandering around. Yep. It was all high tech.
Good times.
Felt like we were at a Cher concert. Now
right.
you already brought it up.
Thank you.
So Alec Vitrone, thank you for helping us out, man. Andrew Packard, thanks for letting us use Avenue Bar again. It's soon
nice
to be Packard's
spot.
Pub.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a solid little area, and I think everybody had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then one other shout out, my brother texted me about this on Friday. Shout out to Skyler, listener Skyler, because my brother was at a Starbucks and he saw a guy and he said he saw this dude in a red shirt and he had the PTG logo on it. He was like, is that Alex's podcast logo? And because I always say, like, people buy these shirts.
Yeah.
Just it feels
these
like
shirts are being bought.
Like people are purchasing them. So like it's just like whenever someone sees them, like, look at them.
Yeah.
So he was like, I saw this dude and then he went and sat down. And he had his noise canceling headphones on and was on his computer. And he's like, I scared the shit out of him. Like not intentionally, but he was like, I was like, hey, do you listen
you
to?
Shook him a little bit.
Do you listen to Pass the Gravy? Because like I just want to make sure the guy like had the like he listened and bought it instead
right.
of like, oh, it was my friend.
Somebody gave it to
and
him.
He was like, yeah, I listen every week. And so my brother was like, oh, I'm his brother. And he was like, oh, tight.
And then he went back to
and then he was like,
updating his resume.
Put his headphones back on and then went right back to it. But shout out to Skyler for rocking that PTG gear out in the world. Everybody else that has it, I know you're doing it. Just it's nice to see it. Nice to see it. And our thing, I guess we're going to try like a Jeep wave. You know, like when you see a Jeep driver sees another Jeep driver and you have the Jeep wave.
Oh, yeah.
Just whenever you see someone, be like, pass the gravy, bitch.
Well, it should be. I mean, if somebody's... Yeah, I think that goes without saying. If somebody sees
just give them the point and the pass the gravy, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe do the high pitch, bitches. Just one of those.
Oh,
and then tell us about your encounters. But so shout out to Skyler and Alec Vitrone and Andrew Packard. I wish I knew Skyler's last name right now.
And everybody else who came out.
And everybody else that
podcast,
came out too, but specifically.
Got to meet Chris Cavillo.
Yeah, Chris Cavillo, he's
taco.
Maybe our number one fan.
Yeah,
maybe. I mean, Sean Comets has him on the ropes, I feel. Like Sean Comets like, has him, but like Sean Comets hasn't shown up to anything. So either
Chris
he
Cavillo
has kids or he works.
This
but Chris Cavillo shows
thing.
Up to a lot of things, yeah.
He showed up to the crawfish,
yeah.
Which was so much fun.
He's got perfect attendance.
So much fun.
Perfect attendance, yeah. Chris Cavillo. So, yeah. Thanks to everybody that came out there, Ty and Russell. We got to meet Russell, Undead Kid, on Instagram. I gave him a limited edition Giants Pass the Gravy shirt. There's only like four of those in existence, and he's one of the pat owners now. So hold on to that shirt. It's going to probably be worth something.
And we took the ladle shots.
We took ladle shots, and I think the ladle shots went over well.
I think so. After we realized that you cannot spend $50 on all those ladles and then just decided to leave them behind.
What was I going to do with all of these ladles? Emma, we're stirring the shit out of everything.
Why didn't you have that thought when you were checking out? 50 ladles.
I was just excited. We had a live broadcast. I had never done that, and I was just ready to go. I wanted everything to go perfectly, and I think it did.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. A lot of fun.
Next time, maybe 4,000 people can crowd in that bar.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see. There's an outside area. But, yeah, so that was a hell of a time. I really had a good time at the bicentennial broadcast. So I guess the tricentennial broadcast. We got to do live now.
Obviously.
But let's get back to the podcast, and let's go back to the ladlettes who were out there. That's what got us to that. But this is Where You Been.
Where you been?
Where you been?
Where you been? Where you been?
Where you been? Where you been?
Where you been? Where you been?
Where you been? Where you gone?
Where you gone?
Since you been gone.
Where you been?
Where you been?
I guess I'll start us off then. I was, and like I feel like we all kind of have similar ones, sort of, and we can kind of overlap and all discuss, but I went to the Astros World Series parade on Friday. It was a clusterfuck.
Yeah, I don't know if I should be jealous of you or if I... I swear to God, I had the opportunity to go. My boss said, hey, if you want to go, you can go. And I was like, fuck that. I don't want to go to that. It's too far.
It was fun.
Not that it's too far. It's just that streets were closed down.
Dude, yeah, it was awful to get in there. Traffic was hell.
They shouldn't have had it there.
Well, that was the only place that like everybody could get in and they could go around at without having to block off.
Do you know Memorial as you're going into downtown?
Yeah, but
they should have had it right down Memorial. That's where they have the cattle run during the rodeo.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't do it, but
that's what they should have done.
It was cool. There was a shit ton of people there. Ubers took forever to get anywhere.
And they were expensive too.
Yeah, they were surcharged out the ass, and like there was like a 25-minute wait at one point to get one.
Where
so
were
we
you?
Just went
do you remember
sat at
where
a
you
bar.
Were?
I was. We were like we went by Woodrow's. So I want to say it's like Walker Street, and we weren't necessarily on Walker
by that
Street.
Specs?
But we were right by the. Yeah, we kind of got out of the Uber there. That was when traffic started backing up. We just walked and just followed people
near
until we
Louisiana.
Got to like a corner. Yeah, and then so we got to see all the people in the trucks. They were riding on fire truck number 69.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And there was Ted Cruz was out there.
Teddy was out there.
Ted Cruz.
Sheila Jackson Lee was out
she
there.
She was out there. That didn't go well for
that
her.
That did not go
she
well
got
for
booed
poor Sheila.
Pretty loudly.
She's so stupid, though. She's so, did you see her on
the
on
boys
the floor?
Down south?
The boys down south? Southwest.
Those southern boys.
She said southwest.
Yeah, but they're southern boys.
Southern boys.
Good old boys. Altuve.
Altuve. God almighty.
The World Series.
The World Series. She's so
yeah,
bad.
She's not. Maybe educate yourself a little bit before you have a speech about it. Or just, you know, you could have just been fine.
It's not like she's stupid. She went to Yale. She's not a dumb, I don't, you know, I mean, she's in con. I don't know. It's not like she's uneducated.
Sometimes
they
say
she did definitely go to college.
Speak louder than education.
But she's definitely a, you know.
I don't know. Bush was an Ivy League guy, and everybody thought he was a dumbass.
Well, that's because...
Come on, Cheney, look at this. Cheney.
Do we have any audio of Bush laughing like that? Where do you get that from?
I don't know. I think every cartoon that ever made fun of Bush. So, yeah, the Astros World Series
parade
was cool. Yeah. Bobby Jokes, you were down there, weren't you?
Yeah, I actually went with Phyllis and my partner, Sam.
Your partner?
I like how you call her the partner.
That's all I like to call her.
I'm
why
sure
can't
she loves
you call
that.
Her the girlfriend?
Because it probably makes her uncomfortable, which is why it's funny.
We actually don't prefer those words, like boyfriend and girlfriend. It sounds weird. Mm,
it does sound weird.
And just saying partner sounds funny.
Yeah, it does.
If I say partner,
Sam, partner,
people think
but you have to know people think you're gay when you
exactly,
say
exactly. That's what it's about.
But he's not, so
okay.
Like, why does it matter? Why would it matter?
Why
anyways,
would it matter?
Chris, huh?
Not that,
huh?
You know, not that there's anything wrong with that. Is that Emma?
Oh, snap. Emma getting home early today. Or I'm not.
Or not.
Or not. She's
maybe,
not responding.
Maybe we have an intruder. Emma?
If you're robbing us, just hang tight.
Yeah,
hang
doing,
tight.
We're doing
just
a
give us like 40
look at
minutes.
Her Pastros t-shirt.
Just, look at her, just repping H-Town and her favorite podcast. By
wanna
default.
Say hi?
Come on in. Where have you been?
No, I'm looking.
It's okay.
Nobody watches.
Yeah, nobody watches this.
Nobody even listens
to
us.
They usually read it. We have mostly
we have
readers.
A lot of readers.
Yeah, they're big readers.
Speaking
anyways.
Of, Robert, blind readers have been complaining about the Braille.
Yeah, when are we going to get the Braille
they're
translated?
Asking about that.
I mean, we've got a couple.
Yeah, I got to learn it first. But
just, I think it's just pokes, right?
It's
like, just poke the letter.
Holes, right? I mean, you can put some paper down on some carpet, get a pencil, and then poke the holes into the paper.
Seems
yeah,
easy.
Seems easy enough.
Just, you know, maybe by next week.
Right.
Let's just see if we can get that going up.
Anyways.
So, yeah. Astros parade. Did you find yourself a little frustrated with the crowd? while you were down there.
Yeah.
And you got to kind of be open-minded because like, I get that there's a fuck ton of people and everybody wants to be there. I think they estimated that there were like 1 million people downtown. But just like it was crowded.
Mm. It was. It really was. Like the thing was, though, that we didn't have a hard time finding parking. Like Phyllis parked by the police station, by the bank there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just walked the rest. I think we were by Walker.
Look, so you weren't too far from us then.
We weren't too far, but like we were still a little far back, so I couldn't see anything. Phyllis was standing on top of some random guy chair, and Sam was on top of a truck. So I didn't get to see anything.
So lucky you for just being the nice guy that gave all the gals the spot to see. So what we did was I was leading the charge of booing people that thought it was a good idea to be, oh, well, my girlfriend can't see, but good thing I'm 6 feet tall, and I'll just put her on my shoulders and block off these. I was like, no, 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 no. Well, she can't see. Yeah, neither can these four people when you stand up in front of her. Who got here last? Get to the back or just sit down there. It's fucking fine.
Inconsiderate people out there. I'm going to talk a little bit about that later. It's in my article.
Okay.
Inconsiderate fucking people.
But you had a good time, though?
I did. It was just really nice to be out there with a bunch of Astros fans.
It was the first time ever. Like, there's never, ever going to be another chance. And, like, that was the coolest pictures in the world came from that, where you saw, like, just people just lined up in parking garages on top. And then there was that video of the lady that dropped her hat.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody
was
cheering as they tossed it up. That's cool. But it was just like, you could tell everybody was excited. They're like, we've never gotten to do this. And those that had seen a championship parade in. And Houston, I'm not counting Dynamo Championships,
well,
excuse me,
the,
but like
they saw the
95.
Yeah.
But it's been it's a long ass time, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was cool, and you could feel that. You could feel that in the atmosphere there, not just trying to say that it's like a sports metaphor, but like you could tell everybody was just like, oh my God! Like everybody's still kind of like riding that high. They couldn't believe it happened, and it was cool.
That's nuts.
I was glad to be there.
Good, cool. And
not even my team, but
no
I was glad to be there.
And you were glad to be there?
I mean, I was booing the...
No, booze as in alcohol.
No, I took... I was with my friend Diane, and we came back here first and just threw some beers in a bag and just kind of went with that.
Nice.
Crushed them all, but it was cool.
Because I was thinking, man, there's going to be something. Like, somebody's going to get shot. Somebody's going to get... There's no way you get that many people and not have a single incident. And they said, oh, there's no booze. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Oh, there was booze. I saw several people walking around with coolers and stuff. Like, if you had, like, a handheld cooler, you could do it.
Mm.
Like, I mean, you probably couldn't come in with, like, a Yeti going through there. But it was cool. And, like, maybe next time, like, lots of people with babies I saw had, like, the little, like, mini cooler under the, like, bottom of the stroller. So maybe next time I'll just borrow a stroller, fill it with beer, and then sell beer. And then you profit off of everybody. Because everybody's already in a good mood. They want to be in a better mood.
Oh, yeah. So you
charge
$8
a beer.
$10. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And now we're rich. Spin Zone. Who profited off of this happiness? I did.
So Astros winning the World Series and going to the parade.
Astros also winning the World Championship. We're not allowed to say the other word if we mention our team with our fake team with their team. But there's facts only.
Facts.
Pastor's shirts, 100% of the time, that team wins the World Series, right?
Yeah.
Argue with me.
I'm not arguing.
You
I'm
can't.
Not arguing.
You can't.
I'm not arguing.
Available at pastgreatmerch.com. Anyways, also that night, I went to Feast with the Beasts, one of my favorite radio station events. It's not necessarily a radio station event, but it is through the radio station. Like, it's not like a concert or anything.
It's been a year since you've done this already. I feel like you just did it last week. Like,
well, I mean, I wish I could do it every week, honestly. It's cool. I don't really go to the zoo ever, but when you tell me you can go to the zoo and watch animals eat, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like, okay. Yep.
I haven't been to the zoo in forever.
We got to see a tiger eat. That was cool. And then they also had a lot of free booze, and we partook in that because we had already kind of been partaking earlier in the day.
I heard your mother had a little...
She had a good time.
She had a good time.
She had fun out at that Feast with the Beast. But it was cool to see all that. I didn't get to see as many animals as I did the year before. But, like, my brother came out. That was cool to have. Like, my whole family really came out. And Emma was there. My friends Brandon and Diane were out there. And we got to see all the cool shit. And the zoo's a fun place, especially at night. It feels like, you feel like you snuck into it, even though there's a lot of people there as well.
That's how it would feel at Six Flags. At night, especially like around Halloween,
like, am I supposed to
when
be
you were
here?
At Fright Fest. Oh yeah,
I'm breaking the rules. Don't
you never went to Astroworld?
I wasn't
that.
Here.
Poor shit.
When was it gone?
2005.
I moved here in 2002 and never went.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
So I went to Feast with the Beast at the zoo, and that was pretty cool. And then Saturday, I hung out and had some people over for UFC 217. I think the best UFC card I've ever seen.
They were good fights.
Including any McGregor card. I mean, McGregor fights are always awesome. McGregor's my favorite fighter. But this was like through and through the deepest card, I thought, and it had a lot of expectations, and I felt like it lived up to it. There were three title fights, three upsets in the title fights. And yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch. And
Andy cooked some damn fine wings too.
Oh, I did. Yeah, we had my buddy Darren Jesus. Out, and we were at the store. We were like, let's get some burgers. I'm like, you know, I haven't done wings in a while. Let me try these. And so we bought three different sauces. We got the garlic parmesan, the spicy buffalo, and then the classic Stubbs barbecue. Classic Stubbs. Can't go wrong with Stubbs ever. And just I threw it on the grill, grilled them up, and then painted them back on again. And the key,
you burned a few. Well, you toss them overboard.
Yeah, but you know, that comes with wings. Wings on a grill is not easy, and you gotta, like, I had to close it for a second, and I was watching a fight a little too long, and came back, I was like, ooh. Mm. A couple of you guys got a little charred, but it was okay. And I didn't really even notice that we were short a few when we were eating them, and we still had some leftovers. So it was good, and then the card was awesome to watch. Michael Bisping lost to George St. Pierre, who hadn't been fighting in the octagon for 4 years. And then Cody Garbrandt, that was my fight that I was looking forward to. I'm a big TJ Dillashaw fan as well as a Conor McGregor fan. And then Cody Garbrandt's a big shit talker. He had an upset win the last time he fought for the belt. And I was just kind of thinking, you know, I don't think that everybody's assuming TJ's going to win. And TJ Dillashaw went out and pulled off the upset. And I believe he got performance of the night. That was awesome. And just there, that was the one we were watching where he got the punch. And you just saw the guy's look in his face, where you could just tell Cody Garbrandt was like,
he was on his knees. He's like, oh, shit.
There's very few times I feel like it did, but you just, like, you could just see that, like, and that's when he knew it was all over. And then Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Can you spell that name? I bet you can't. Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Joanna? Well, obviously, I'm going to say Y-O-A-N-N-A. Joanna?
You already misspelled the first name. I'm just saying last name. Jędrzejczyk.
No, I can't spell it.
J E D R Z E J C Z Y K.
Wow.
All right, what about Rose Namajunas?
No.
No? Yeah. Well, those are the two fighters. Okay. The women's strawweight. And I think she would have beaten, if Joanna Jędrzejczyk won, she would have beaten Ronda Rousey's streak of most times.
Is Ronda Rousey done?
I believe so.
Did she post a picture of her ass today?
I don't know. I know she posted a picture of her at like a Comic-Con thing as a World of Warcraft person.
I saw it because we have the TVs on at work, and I was like walking in, and I saw like a picture of what looks like her naked ass. And she was, ugh.
But yeah, Jędrzejczyk lost in the first round, and she would have like beaten Rousey's streak of most successful title defenses for females, or maybe just for in general. I don't think so, because Demetrius Johnson has the most successful title defenses. But then like you had Stephen Thompson and Jorge Masvidal. Like that's just the... there were three cards left on the fight, and Johnny Hendricks and Costa were fighting, and then like the FS1 prelims were awesome. Then LSU and Bama were on there. I won some money on that game. Thank you, +21 for LSU. I have been on fire my bets. And
I'm
don't
not
like
gonna lie. Last time I saw
I try
you
not to brag.
Quite a bit
I try
money.
Not to brag, but I've been bragging a lot lately, just because it's like like it's an unbelievable run.
How much are you up? Do you want to say?
I don't want to say.
Okay.
It's a pretty good shot. I'm pretty happy about it, and
I'm getting
to the point where like I'm like I can just hold on to this, and I can bet less.
Yeah,
every
why
week.
Don't you just stop now? Because I know how much you're up. I know at least I have an
but
idea.
Then it can only get bigger. Like I'm just gonna read you what my fucking stats are.
All right,
I'm gonna read you, and I'm like,
this is. But you know how you do the whole thing where nobody cares about your fantasy team.
Right, I'm just okay,
this
but just all right.
This is not that, but this could
just
be
in
that.
Football, NFL. I'm not talking college. NFL, I'm 15-1 against the spread this year.
That's nuts.
That's some fucking like.
That's nuts.
You could hear me on Saturday morning AM radio like,
with the other
you gotta
guys.
Call. This is my lock of this the century. Call me right now. These idiots over here, they don't know what they're talking about.
We'll take you out to Las Vegas.
We'll take you out. I'll fly you out here.
We'll go
to all the Vegas shows. We'll meet you some girls. It's gotta be great. You call me 555-777-6969.
That's too many numbers. Go ahead.
It's a walkie-talkie. No, it's a what is it? It's your fucking computer number.
Anyways,
it's your IP address.
15-1 is pretty good for Yeah, for NFL.
So for college, nowhere near that good. But for NFL,
and then he did good on the fights.
I mean, I was predicting the fights. I was looking at your numbers
the other night, and I was like, well, 0-0 on the WNBA. What's up with that?
Yeah,
how can I get on that action?
You know, the WNBA is a little hard to read. Yeah. I don't know too much about the players. And it's in the off season, I think.
Are they in the off season?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Let's all take a guess. Name a WNBA team that you think won the championship. Bobby Jokes, can you name one team and you can't say the Comets?
I can't name a single team.
I'm going to say...
You can name a WNBA team.
Yeah, right? I can name a couple. You get the Los Angeles Sparks. That's who won. I think that's going to be my team.
You're probably right. That sounds familiar, actually.
Who won the WNBA Finals?
So
yeah, this is what everybody's really gonna be like. Oh, they're all probably on like pins and needles, wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Current champion is the Minnesota Lynx. Damn
the
it,
Lynx.
Great.
How could we forget about the Lynx?
Franchise
is the Los Angeles Sparks
a
team though? Because that sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think WNBA Finals.
The Comets. Bring them back,
dude. Still most championships ever.
Really?
Like WNBA.
I didn't know that.
I don't know if they changed it yet, though, last time I checked, which is
10 years ago.
Dude, they beat the Los Angeles Sparks. I was almost right, and I guessed.
Look at you.
So, hold on. They have 4, and now the Lynx have 4. So, Houston is tied for most WNBA titles. They haven't had a team since, like 2002.
Yeah.
I think maybe a little later than that, but still.
No, really?
And that was Talking Women's Basketball.
That was Talking Women's
Basketball.
That's the most we've talked women's basketball.
Hey, we talked
ever.
Women fighting. We talk women's basketball.
We're going
in
the right direction.
We're all around.
We're going in the right direction.
We're a sex-positive podcast, I think. Yes. We've lowered the wage gap. Like, really, what haven't we done for women?
I don't know.
You're welcome, ladies.
Our t-shirts are a little bit less for women?
Not the sweaters. Sweaters are coming out. Yeah, but sweaters they cost us a little more produced, but same price. No, not more. I'll tell you that much. Okay, so I did the same thing that Robert did, which is funny because he texted me the other night and like we literally beat the South Park game we had talked about getting, about like within like minutes of each other. Like he was like, "How far have you gotten on South Park?" I was like, "I just beat it," and he sent me the like credits, and I was like, "Fuck, all right, yeah."
That's funny.
What'd you think of it? Like, if you had to give it ladles of gravy out of 5, what would you give it?
Out of 5, let's go 4.7.
Yeah, 4%. I'd give it a solid 2.5. It's an entertaining game.
2.5.
But like, it's not like a Call of Duty.
Should I buy it?
Yeah, I'd buy it. Well, because you buy it and you get 2 games, so it's really like you're paying $60 for two $30 games. It's a quick game. I liked it. I really liked it too. But it's like a quick game to play. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not got a lot like after you win.
That's
really.
What I was going to ask.
You
can
beat
you do
it,
anything
kind of,
once you win? Is there any?
You can.
Points in
you can do stuff. It's just like. There's not like a ton of missions you can do. You know, like in Grand Theft Auto, you beat the game and you can still go fuck around forever. Yeah. But now I'll bump it up. It's 3 ladles of gravy. We'll give it 3. We'll give it 3.
You'll give it 3 out of 5.
I gotta be the Simon Cowell.
I'm playing
if Bobby Jokes is gonna give it.
I just want to play it for like 10 minutes and just to see what it is. I don't even know what
it's pretty
is.
Pretty good, but we beat the Fractured Butthole.
The Fractured.
And now we're gonna play the Stick of Truth, and so Bobby Jokes and I are gonna have to do that. And it's like a book club. Bobby Jokes and Alex, video game book club.
Fucking nerds.
And we play video games and then we discuss. Nerds. And you heard us. We were kind of like, "Oh, who did you play with? What was your lightning move? What was this? Who was this?"
Yeah.
And Chris, like, I don't know what they're talking about.
So cute, the both of you.
All right. Anyways, what about you, Chris? Where have you been?
Halloween party. Good times there.
Yep. We were all there.
We all talked about that already. We talked about this last week. I started the new job at the P.F. Chang's. At the Chang's is what I'm calling it.
Mr. Chang.
Have you eaten there?
Yes, I have.
Delicious food.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know that? Because the past 2 weeks, it feels like I've been eating everything off that menu. I've got to learn the entire menu.
Yeah.
So every time I go to work now, I'm just eating food and drinking all the drinks and getting nice and toasted.
Do you get like, is it free?
Yeah.
So you get to drink,
I'm getting paid to drink booze.
That's pretty tight.
It's pretty funny.
That'd be a cool gig to do.
I had a Moscow
and then
Mule
like,
the other night.
That'd be a cool job to like do and then like bail after the training.
Yeah. That'd be bad though.
Would it?
It might be bad.
I mean, not if you didn't go back there.
Mm.
Or put them on a resume.
You should do that.
I might.
Just to eat food. I had to eat sushi. Ugh.
You don't like sushi?
Nah.
Whoa.
Nah, you like sushi?
Well, I love sushi. Sushi's dope.
They were talking about that at work today. They were like, "Oh, we should get some sushi." And I'm like, "Yeah, do what you got to do."
Okay, sushi's pretty good.
Sushi's not that great. I took Bo to the dog park. I found a new dog park for him because the other, our old dog park drowned during Harvey, the one on Allen Parkway. I don't know if it's still drowned, but the last time I went, it was still underwater, and that was weeks after Harvey.
Like one by...
The one Cole goes to on Allen Parkway.
Yeah, it's at the Tinsley Park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. It's a nice dog park. Uh-huh. It was a nice dog park. It's fucking...
And it's still cool. Underwater?
I think so. It was the last time I went, which is...
When are we going to be done with this water? I didn't realize still that downtown the parking garages have water in them.
Yeah. Something that like some large percentage, I can't even remember and I'm not going to lie, but some large percentage of the elevators in Houston still don't work and people are having to climb up the stairs. And this might be good because we're the fourth largest, fattest city in the country.
Don't say fat. You can't say fat.
Why not?
Because it's offensive.
We're definitely
fat. I think to people.
There are a lot of fat fucking people.
You should be able to say fat. Fat should be, you should be shamed sometimes. Not everyone. Not a lot of people. And there's a lot of people that get called fat that aren't fat. And they have issues that may cause that. But sometimes you need to just be called fat and it can make you change
things.
I think
we should fat shame the people.
I think, yeah, I agree. I like to fat shame myself sometimes.
If, like, you know, you see a fat person being ignorant with their food... Like, dude, you just say, fucking fat ass, put the hot dog down.
Nowadays, we're in that whole, like, oh, but she's beautiful. Look how brave she is. And it's like, whoa. Ashley Graham is beautiful because Ashley Graham is a bigger girl that works out to stay in that shape to, like, you know, maintain. Not just eating donuts all day. Like, that's not, like, just because.
Is Ashley Graham beautiful?
I think Ashley Graham's cute. I think she's a beautiful woman. Inside and out.
I hate how people compare her to actual, like, you know. Like a Christy Brinkley or a fucking Kate Upton or something like that.
I mean, she's not Kate Upton.
Obviously.
But.
Obviously.
Like, she's, I think she's
God,
beautiful.
Kate Upton is so fucking hot. I don't know if it's because Astros. But I just forgot about it. I thought Kate Upton's been an afterthought, but I've been seeing her every night.
Yeah, no, Kate Upton. I was seeing her. Kate Upton is a smoke
crazy
show.
Hot. Are we pissed at Justin Verlander for marrying her?
No, I would do it.
Are we pissed
like,
at.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so... Are we pissed at Carlos Correa for proposing to the girlfriend?
What an idiot. No, I'm just kidding.
That's so stupid. Your boys at Barstool are doing that, I hope.
No, they did it as a troll, and then they got it picked up.
Did they do it as a troll?
Yeah, and then they got it picked up, and then they people don't get that Barstool fucking trolls a shit ton, because then, oh, guess who got clicks? Barstool, you dumbasses.
You're talking about the video where he's comparing him to what's his name?
Yeah, he was like, what an idiot, why would you? Because it was like, Carlos Correa proposes right after. I think it was Barstool Nate was the guy that did it.
God, that guy. He's the same guy that bitches about the bicycles, I think.
Yep, that's him. But just like it's funny because I love when people do stuff like that.
I got such a love-hate relationship with this.
Well, but they know how to read everybody, and they know like they're ahead of what people are doing. Like, what if we were to say this, and it's going to piss everybody? Like, people got mad at them because they posted a blog around Halloween that was like, "Is this pumpkin? Ask him for the pipe," and it was just a pumpkin that had a hole in it, and it looked like an ass, and it was like, "No, that pumpkin's not an ass." Like, what? And somebody's like, "What are they insinuating?" It's like, "What the fuck did you think? That like fucking a pumpkin? No, that's not what they're trying to do." But they just do that stuff, and then somebody gets mad. They put it on some site, and like HuffPost runs with it, or some Jezebel runs with it, and like, oh, these sexists. And like, yeah, that's cool. Thanks for the 5 billion clicks.
Yeah.
And then that just makes them more and more money. That's how it works.
That's why I respect them so much, because they know what they're doing. They know how to make their money. But man,
they look stupid doing it. But like, it's funny.
So stupid, man. It's so stupid.
Well, it's their sports content. Like, they're really good at, like, the guys that know sports.
It's honestly how I imagined people viewed Howard Stern when he was first coming up, is that he was so ignorant and so stupid and so immature, but man, is he doing something right, because he's got a lot of people listening to him.
And I agree.
You know what I mean? So that's what little respect I have for Barstool. But yeah, so we don't mind Carlos Correa? Because some people
Some people
said, oh, why are you doing that? You're taking away from the celebration. This is the
whose celebration is it? Who, was it your celebration?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I fucking hate
you.
Like, well, what it takes away from the team? No, it doesn't. Nobody else on the fucking team cared.
Speaking of Michael Connor, did you see him following the game on TV?
Yeah, he was when they were all hugging, and you could see him in the background with his phone out.
Oh, my God.
That was cool. I was happy for Mike that he got to go out there. He's one of the biggest Astros fans I've ever known.
Absolutely.
And I was happy.
And I was really happy for Bob Elliott getting to go to the parade.
Oh, he did?
He got to go to the parade.
Good old Bob Elliott. We need to have Bob Elliott on this.
God,
it would be Joe Dirt.
Can we please have Bob Elliott?
100%. Not like that Bob's trashy.
He is one of my.
But like, Bob is like a legend. Like, he's been through all.
He's done every single Astros game since about the 80s.
Yeah. Every single fucking one.
Every single one. Oh, yeah.
been really
we
bad.
We should have Bob Elliott.
But, like, he's got – if you talk to – like, with Bob is the guy that, like, produces the show, and we used to produce Astros games with him. And then, like, when you stuck with Bob – you're not stuck. You're hanging out with Bob for, like, 3.5 hours, mm-hmm. 5 hours, mm-hmm. depending on what the game goes. Yeah. And you just – he just talks. And you have stories that year because he's been on radio since I've been alive. And, like, just talks about, like, when people did coke on, like, the DJ tables and when you used vinyl and all
this shit.
When
I would do those Astros games, he would be in his little studio, and I'd be down the hall, and I'd, you know, nothing was going on because I have no interest in the Astros, especially when they were bad. I would just go down and sit in his little studio, and he would just tell me stories about old radio days, and it was the greatest fucking thing.
We need to get him on the podcast.
We have
for sure.
to. We have to.
It's the off season. I mean, but he's doing Rockets now.
Look at you turning your mic down to clear your throat. You're such a professional.
That's a cough button. Look at me.
You're such a professional. Just
stepping it up. Wait a minute. We've done 200 episodes now. My. Now we really got to step it up. Whoa, hey.
But anyways. Yeah, no, we should have Bobby Elliott on this podcast. But anyways, where have I been? Ever since I started the new job, it's been literally from one job to the next.
And then sliding into DMs.
But waiting tables is absolutely the best job you can have, especially around the holidays.
Don't you get assholes, though?
So
like,
much money. No.
I just don't deal well with assholes on a regular basis. And I
very
feel like
rarely.
When I would deliver pizza, that's like, I never was a waiter, but I delivered pizza and I kind of had to like bus / help with tables, but it was never like, oh, you waiting them.
Right.
But like, when people would just be dicks to me, it's just like, ah, you know what? I'm not bringing that. Okay, fuck you.
There are dicks.
Guess who doesn't get any mozzarella?
Deal with them. I got yelled at, not yelled at yesterday, but apparently I'm saying y'all too much. Like, you can't call the customers y'all, Chris. Like, why? That's what they are. They're, what am I supposed to say? Say you guys.
Say yins guys.
Yins guys. Yins guys.
That's like Pittsburgh.
I got kind of upset that they were telling me I couldn't say y'all.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
Whatever. So, yeah. What else is
That's
new?
That's where you've been?
I've just been working.
What about you, Bobby Jokes? I feel like we have done a lot of the same things, two of them specifically. But where else?
Yeah, the other thing I did was go see Thor on Saturday.
Thor. Yes. Did he have a hammer and he hit people with it?
I hear it's funny.
It is funny.
It's a comedy, right?
Yeah.
A couple of lols during the movie.
I feel like I
laugh out loud.
Kept hearing good things about it, so I kind of had my expectations high. And so by the end of it, I kind of was just like, you know, it's okay. It's not bad.
Mm. Ladles of gravy, what would you give it?
Out of 75.
75?
69.
I would give it 7 out of 10.
Okay.
7 out of 10. Not too chabby.
Yeah.
How does it rank towards the other shitty superhero movies?
Whoa. Yeah.
I don't know. There's too many to think about right now.
Too many shitty movies to choose from.
But that's pretty much it. Parade, Thor, and South Park.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Nice.
Sounds like an all-around good little week for you, Bobby Jokes. You've been getting a lot of fame now since weren't you on the camera a couple of times during the live episode? I guess you're on the camera right now, aren't you?
I don't think so.
Ah. We need to get you a Bobby Jokes camera.
Yeah.
Don't worry. When these Christmas sweaters come in.
When the money starts.
They're going to be flying off the shelves.
What did little Gotti say? Rake it in?
We're going to rake it up.
We're going to rake it up.
Rake it up. That's what we'll be doing. All right. Before we continue raking it up in this podcast, that's what we're going to call it. We're going to call it raking up. But before.
Oh, I guess we don't have to do the Croctober and Broctober and all done with the Octoberness.
Yeah.
That's what happens in November.
November. We just come up with regular names. But why don't I tell you guys real quickly about Blue Apron. They love to rake it up at Blue Apron, and I'm talking about food. That's what they're raking up. And it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. They've established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. And as a result, that means that you are getting the freshest ingredients delivered right to your door. You can create incredible meals in the kitchen in 40 minutes or less. And each week, customers are going to receive a refrigerated box that contains all of the ingredients they need. Boxes contain cards that highlight seasonal crops and supplier stores, and each set of ingredients corresponds with its own recipe card. It's got instructions, pictures, and helpful cooking tips. Cooking together builds stronger family bonds, and research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times as often. Those families that spend a lot at restaurants and high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 a person for a delicious meal. And if you wanted to order this week, this is what's on the menu for this week. How about some ancho beef tacos and spicy sweet potato?
Ooh.
Harissa baked chicken, barramundi and mixed mushrooms, which I believe is made with barracuda, if I'm not mistaken.
Barracuda.
Anyways, vegetable pad thai, crispy potato and kale hash, and mushroom and goat cheese pasta. Mm. Sounds like
love
a,
that goat
like
cheese
a hell of a menu for your week. Here's the deal we've got for you. Go to blueapron.com/PTG to get $30 off of your first order. That's blueapron.com/PTG. We are literally giving you $30 in free food. So go to blueapron.com/PTG. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Anyways,
look at how far we've come, Alex. You've got fucking sponsors to read. There are cameras pointed at us. We just got finished doing a live show. When I first started doing this podcast,
there was, I mean, like, there was last thing that you added was the only thing we haven't done before, what? Really. Like, we've had cameras for a while now.
No.
I've been reading ads.
I get
for a
that.
While.
I'm just, I don't know why. I just had a flashback from when I first did the podcast with the snowball microphone sitting on your living room floor.
Yeah.
This has come a long way.
Yeah, we didn't even sit at the table.
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
We just sat
we
on
couldn't
the,
sit
like,
at
coffee
the table.
Table.
We
right?
sat at the coffee table like a fucking Chinaman.
Whoa.
I know. And,
still funny, though.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. It's,
where is it going to be in like 2 years?
I don't know, man.
Where's
it
gonna
mean,
be episode 400?
You know, you hope you get to that. I can't really like. I don't like to make goals for myself. I'm not really a good goal guy.
You're just one of those keep on doing it
kind of
guys.
Well, like Pass the Gravy is kind of just something that kind of happened. You know, it was something that I wanted to do because I couldn't get airtime anywhere else. And I said, like, Pass the Gravy.
I know
gravy.
The story, and you told it.
I don't think I told it on the podcast though. I think I told it before the podcast.
Oh, really?
Didn't I?
You may have, but the fact that you started this because you were talking with your friend on Xbox.
Yeah, we were playing Grand Theft Auto, and we used to talk shit to people, and it was really funny.
I always forget about that.
And then, like, we would just talk about whatever, like, had happened, and like, he was in Austin. I was like, dude, did you see that? That dude did this? And I was like, yeah, what the fuck was that? And then just, hey, we should record this, and that's all we did. Except we weren't playing Xbox,
and how long did you do
focused.
It with him?
A while. I didn't make it to 100 with him, but I did it through, like, the first year almost. And then Cole came
along. I was
here
for 100, right?
Yeah, you were here for 100, and then like it was me, Curtis,
oh,
and
yeah.
Cole
I was
for a
here
while.
For, like, episode 64, I think.
Yeah, and then Cole and you and me did it for a while, and then it was just you
Cole.
And me, and then it was John, you and me, and then it was you, me, and Bobby Jokes, and then peppered in there. It's been Phyllis, and we've had countless guests. Jordan's helped out with a lot of stuff. And,
Dinah's come through.
Yeah,
a few
Dinah's
times.
Come in. Twice we've had Dinah on now. Mm-hmm. And Rod's even come through. The great Rod Ryan, future
fucking
radio
Craig
Hall
Lovati.
Of Famer. Yeah, I saw Craig Lovati at Feast with the Beast.
Oh, did you?
I didn't know if he was going to recognize me. And I was like, Craig.
Of course Craig
recognized Craig Lovati. Me. And he like looked up and was like, do you know who I am?
He said that?
I was like, do you know who I am? I was like, I didn't know if he remembered me. And
oh,
I was like, he was like,
on,
pass
now.
The gravy, dude. I was like, okay, yeah.
Did he remember you?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course
he meets
did.
A lot of people.
Craig Lovati's the best.
He's his bitch thing, his shopping carts. Recently, I have realized via Instagram is people that use the Keurig, the community Keurig.
Mm-hmm. And don't put the thing back.
And do not take the little pod. Yeah. And he keeps taking pictures of it. And I love it. He's shaming him.
He's shaming
and
him.
And that's what I mean. He's I do it with the shopping carts. I love it when you stick to something and you're like, we're going to make this world a better place.
Yep.
And this is my duty. Yep. This is what I'm doing to help
I'm
out.
I'm trying to do it with the bicyclists. I want them all eradicated.
So just, you're
roads.
Running into them
absolutely.
Routinely.
Absolutely.
Okay, well.
I think we talked about it already, so never mind.
Okay, well, we can we'll talk about bicycles in a little
bit.
Yeah,
we will talk.
Why don't
about
we bicycles. Why don't we get to the Comeback Kids Latelets?
Latelets, please.
It's the Comeback Kid.
The Comeback Kid
of the week. The Comeback Kid of the week. Bitch.
Fucking bassline, man.
Man,
it rivals Seinfeld.
I think it does. I think. In 50 years, we're going to look back and we're going to think bass lines. You're gonna
iconic
think
bass lines.
Seinfeld, Pass the
Comeback Kid.
Like,
yeah.
what else?
I don't know.
Done.
I mean, maybe a few Red Hot Chili Pepper songs.
Boom, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum,
ba-dum,
ba-dum. Yeah, that's true.
You know, but top two, obviously.
Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. When I was a kid and
that
learned how to play
line,
the bass, I
oh,
just
played the
bum,
bass.
Bum, 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 bum,
I guess.
Bum, bum, but bum, bum. It was the easiest one.
The intro is more iconic than anything.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. But let's go right into Comeback Kid then,
all right.
Huh? We got quite a bit.
We do have a lot of
Comeback Kids this week.
Yeah, we do.
Let me just start right off with the ozone. Huh? How about that? A little environmental comeback kid for you. The ozone, according to NASA, the hole in the ozone layer is smaller than it's ever been since 1988.
Shock.
So your move, Al Gore.
Your move.
What's up now, buddy? I don't know why. I don't know how. Apparently, we are still destroying the Earth, is what everybody's.
Mm-hmm.
It's me trying to seem like I know what I'm talking about.
I'm not
going to
know what I don't know what I'm talking about.
But apparently, the hole that I'm looking at. Hey ho.
oh, you can see the hole?
Well, like, you can see, like, a representation of the hole, and it's over the ice Antarctic pole, basically, and it's so that's why I guess the ice caps are melting or whatever. But it's like, why? We're fine. We're fucking fine, guys. Why are we worried? I think we're good. I mean, last time the ozone layer's hole was this small, Bobby McFerrin was burning up the charts with "Don't Worry, Be Happy."
Wow.
Hmm? Yeah.
An awful song, by the way.
Acid-washed jeans were in style. So
why do you know that?
I'm reading it on a thing. What thing? I didn't on an article.
What article?
CNET.
CNET.
From CNET.com.
Wow.
/NASA ozone layer.
Small. I love when they sprinkle those little factoids in the articles. Right?
It's like, this guy is this in guy. The know.
Just to give you an idea of how far away 1967 was.
Right? And so, ozone layer. That's back.
Yeah,
so,
good.
Maybe we don't need to worry. You can go back to spraying all your hairspray.
Like we ever stopped.
You can just leave your cars running when you get to work now.
I do that every day.
Roll the windows down so you can just hop back into it. Yep. And just get a rolling start on the way out. Mm-hmm. That's what I like. And then also back, let's just stay with science and history. The pyramids, they're back.
Are they?
Pyramids of Giza. Yeah. Did you see that they found a hidden chamber in the, or a secret chamber in the Pyramid of Giza? One of the great pyramids.
Isn't it?
Now, it might be. I don't know.
I think it's Giza.
But what I was a little upset about is that they said they found a secret chamber, not a chamber of secrets like Harry Potter had.
Obviously.
Like, fucking, is there a basilisk in it? There might have been.
Chamber.
But, like, spoiler alert, what were pharaohs were men? Mm. It was a man cave.
It was a man cave. The original man cave.
It was the Pyramid of Giza. The original man cave? Like, I mean, it makes sense. Like, I would assume that, like, what do they have in it? Like, they haven't announced what was in it yet. But,
how do they still find?
Yeah, it's like, so all these other explorer guys kind of sucked at their job, right?
No kidding. How long have these pyramids been around and you guys are just now finding
45,000 years.
Wow.
Built by slaves. Built by Jews.
Get those monuments.
Jewish slaves. But,
you know,
they don't bitch about it, do they?
Nope.
Says a lot.
Reason number 467, the Jews are better than the blacks.
Whoa. I didn't say that.
Oh, man.
So, like... I just don't understand how they haven't found this stuff. But what's crazy is that like I remember learning that they would like build the pyramids that have like trap doors and stuff for like grave robbers and stuff, and so you just fall down and you're stuck forever.
There were like
and if you wanted to like be buried with your wife is just alive in there.
There were people who were buried there alive just for safety kind of thing, just for like security thing I read.
What?
There were people there who were buried alive for the sole purpose of staying down there and protecting the
Oh, their souls.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think that works.
Weird stuff.
And then apparently, in like Egyptian culture, you turned into like a dog or whatever when you died. They pulled your brain out through your nose when they mummified you. I'm pretty much just mixing everything I believe I learned in school all into one thing, and it's
12
and
years
a big
ago.
Assumption. Yeah, basically. But pyramids are back. Good to see you guys back in the know. It's been a while. Favorite pyramid? Go.
I don't know.
The Pyramid of Giza. That's all
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a pyramid in Memphis, Tennessee. That's my... Oh, Bobby Jokes is like, I know my pyramid.
He's going to do the fucking restaurant. Go ahead.
The restaurant. The food pyramid.
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby Jokes. Bobby Jokes with the jokes.
Isn't there a pyramid? Like, what do they do at... what's that restaurant you go to for your birthday?
Benihana?
Yeah. What's the... Oh, I guess that's the...
Pyramid Schemes. Another one. Every time I hear Pyramid Scheme, I just think of the episode of The Office where Michael's trying to get. He's like, all I need to do is get my friends to get two of their friends to sign up, and they'll get two of their friends to sign up.
And Jim's like, how is this
not a Pyramid Scheme? He just takes the pen and circles it, and it's a big pyramid.
Big
and
like, pyramid. I need to make a phone call.
Fights are back.
Fights in the NFL.
UFC fights
and
NFL. There were three fights this weekend. How about that? So weirdly though, Mike Evans got suspended for going after Jameis Winston, or not Jameis, after the guy that hit Jameis Winston on the Saints. And then Jalen Ramsey and AJ Green. Jalen Ramsey shoved AJ Green. AJ Green basically just grabs him by the throat and pulls him down like a cheap shot. AJ Green's not suspended at all. Mike Evans is suspended again.
Wait, AJ Green's not suspended?
Not suspended. Mike Evans is suspended.
AJ Green, the guy who tried to choke out the other player, is not suspended?
That is correct. That is correct.
Why?
Just,
hold on.
I don't. I mean, it.
What?
Yeah, that's just what happened. That's how it was. And then Carlos Hyde on the 49ers also got ejected for fighting. I just love it. I mean, I really think it technically could have been back because Marshawn Lynch was back, but that was pushing referees. Mm. He was wanting to fight. If anybody had touched Marshawn Lynch, but I think everybody in the NFL is smart enough to be like, we don't fuck with Marshawn. Marshawn might kill us. He is a very scary man.
He is a very, very scary man.
But he's also super friendly because then he goes and watches the game with fans in a hoodie in the stands.
Did you see him talk to Deion Sanders?
No.
He had no idea. He just
He didn't know he was live?
Yeah, they didn't know he was live.
And he's like on his phone like, what's up, boy? What's going on? Like he just got
finished smoking a fat dude.
Probably had.
Probably.
So, yeah, fighting is back.
I can't believe AJ Green did not get suspended.
Mm-mm. Mike Evans did, though.
Wow.
And
Mike Evans?
Yeah.
White guy?
Mike Evans, no.
Okay.
He's an African-American fellow out of Texas A&M.
Hmm.
Yeah, fun fact for you. So, yeah, that was weird. But he was... Like, I understand
what
him,
AJ Green
attack,
did was
him doing his attack more than I do AJ Green, because AJ Green's was a cheap shot. Now, Jalen Ramsey shoved him, so just give him a fucking shove
that
back.
Was the most,
that's all you got
to
do.
Him trying to choke out
and
another
then,
player
my
was
favorite,
probably one of the most thuggish things I'd ever seen on a football field.
My favorite, and also I guess we're going to throw this in the comeback kid category, is punching NFL players
with their helmets
while
on.
They have helmets on. Yeah. So you know that doesn't work as well. It's going to fuck up your hand. And you're getting paid like $1 million to catch a ball, so that could kind of ruin your season,
right?
If you think about it. But like, oh, this will probably break the helmet. No, it won't. Hands
like
are not going to break helmets.
Fucked with AJ Green. He just kind of like tapped him a little bit. You know what I mean? He didn't like do anything major, did he? Like there.
Nah, they had been apparently, according to the officials, they had been going back and forth all day. They had been warned several times, and that was just the final straw. But I just don't understand why AJ Green is not suspended.
That's weird.
And Mike Evans is, after Mike Evans was sort of, because that dude on the Saints was kind of going after his quarterback, not saying that's justifying it, but like you do that, it's like hockey with a goalie. Like you're not gonna let somebody fuck with your goalie, so you go after that, protect your quarterback. And Jameis Winston is out for 2 weeks now because of a shoulder, I believe. So Mike Evans just looking out for the guy that's the big dude on his team, and AJ Green looking out for AJ Green and people that aren't looking. So that's back. And yeah, did you have anything else to say on that? No,
on that or any comeback kids of my own?
Well, I mean, I'll bring it. I can keep going.
Go ahead. No, you keep going.
Church.
I only got one. Church.
Church Jesus is a comeback Christ. Kid, and I guess with that, guns. Now in Texas, I believe it was somewhere outside of San Antonio.
Yep.
There was a shooting.
Sutherland
26
Springs.
People dead, and I don't know how many were wounded.
26. There were about 50 people, a little more than 50 people in the church, and just about everybody got shot, including a 15-month-old, the pastor's daughter.
A lot of kids, yeah.
A lot of kids.
The fucked up shit, dude.
Fucked up shit. The guy was crazy.
And apparently he had some grudge with
his mother-in-law
or whatever, and that was what it was. But was he sitting in with a mask on or something? Was that what he was?
No, I think he came through the back of the church, so he walked in up on him, you know what I mean? Like when you walk into a church, you're immediately facing everybody's back because everybody's looking forward. But I think he walked through the back of the church, which he was able to walk up on them facing them and just fucking started mowing people down.
And then there were people that had guns on them that started firing back, apparently. And the guy across the street fired back and chased him down the road.
Ran
him
off the street.
Found him dead. And I believe, was it self-inflicted gunshot wound is what they think it is?
Yep.
But did they shoot him, though?
Did they fuck him up? They shot at him. They shot his legs. The shots that they fired, the citizens didn't kill him. What killed him was the self-inflicted gunshot wound.
But
it was the citizens. Thank God the citizens were there to run him off the street. Who knows? He could have fucking... I think he did throw his gun down on the ground before he got into his car and fled off, but who knows? He could have gotten away and...
Maybe he had other guns.
Who knows?
But, and then as it's coming out,
fucking
like...
sick, man. I get the shivers. Or not shivers. It's weird. So fucking awful.
Well, then
apparently...
But then apparently...
It aggravates me. I'm sorry, because... Immediately following, I swear, because I was at work and I was covering this because I get at work at 1 o'clock. My first newscast is at 1, and this news broke, I think, like at 12:50 something. I was literally walking into the studio and somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, "You got to change your whole script. The fucking somebody shot up a church," and so I'm watching, you know, this on Twitter. It's all folding out. We're all getting the details coming in and everything, and I'm seeing all these fucking celebrities, man, and like these. People on Twitter blame Republicans. This is Republicans' fault. This is the NRA's fault. We, you know, they're offering their prayers and everything. Fuck them. This is like how can somebody place blame on a lawmaker? You know what I mean? After something like this, how cold are you? How indecent are you? right? Am I right?
Well, that just means you got an agenda. And like, that's
fucking
all,
Chelsea,
like,
Handler's, you know, tweet really fucking pissed me off. She's talking about, I wish I think I can, but it's disgusting. The gun control. And this guy, you know, gun control, they're screaming gun control. It should have been illegal for him to get a gun. Well, it was illegal for him to get a gun. He had beaten his wife and his kid.
He fucking broke his, like, kid's skull.
Yeah, he's shattered his
and
skull.
And only got 12 months
in
prison.
There were so many red flags.
Only got 12 months. How the fuck do you, like, break a kid's, like, a little kid's skull? And
so
they're like, yeah, well, you can get after
you. So my liberal cousin, who every time something happens politically, we're always texting because she's the complete opposite of me, so I always like to get her point of view. And so while this is going on, I'm texting her, and she's like, all right, Chris, so what do we do to stop this? What law could have stopped this if not banning all the guns? Well, I did say, I said, you know, enforce the laws that are on the books right now. Enforce them now. And then it comes out later on in the day that had we enforced the laws, because he should not have had a gun, the Air Force was supposed to put him on the NICS,
and they did
whatever
it.
List it was. They did not. There were all kinds of red flags. He shouldn't have had a gun. And that's, you know, guns were illegal to him. So what
and
if
then,
we had guns
But then
illegal
your counterpoint to that would be then, like, why do we have these laws in place if no one follows these laws? Well,
that's the point. You ban guns, nobody's gonna follow the law.
And
I
agree with you on that as
well.
They're
gonna find a way to kill people. Insane people are insane. You can't stop an insane person from
just makes
doing
me
insane
mad
things.
Is that, like, it's such a big fun thing for so many people now to, like, just hate Trump. And anything is Trump's fault. It's like, oh yeah, Trump totally was the reason that guy did that. That was all because of Donald Trump. And it's like, why don't we not take this time now to talk shit about Donald Trump?
Well, that's what I'm saying
instead,
about people blaming Republicans and blaming the NRA.
But it's like, that's not their fault. That's not their fault for doing that. It's like, it's no one's fault but that dumbass's fault for going and doing that. That fucking sick dude's fault for going and shooting up that shit. And, like,
and the
argument as much
is,
as you prepare for shit like this and as much as you take precautions and stuff, there's no way to 100% prevent this stuff. It's always going to be possible to happen. And, like, the more we fucking cover it, the more people see it and think that's a good idea to do. So fucking stop putting people like this on TV. Yeah. Stop putting them on Rolling Stone. Stop fucking glorifying these fuckheads and just talk about how horrible they are instead of just being, well, hey, let's talk to the family.
Yeah. And then, you know, I say, the argument is, though, why in this country? Why does it happen so much in America?
Because there's more fucking people here.
There's more people, but there's more. I don't know. I don't know a good, solid answer why it keeps happening, because it is starting to get a little weird. It is very weird that so many people are deciding to shoot up movie theaters and hospitals and fucking schools and concerts and churches, and it's getting weird. I know in my heart of hearts that banning guns is not. That's not going to do anything. People will still find a way to get
guns. But
that's
why the argument is so silly after a certain point. Where it's like, we don't have a solution. We have no solution. Like, until everybody can put out a solution, and taking them all away is not a solution, and then just leaving everything the way is not a solution. Like, what is it?
This particular incident disproves the whole ban guns, because guns are illegal for this guy. Do they want to rack up all the guns? Do they want to take every single gun out of everybody's hand?
We got to go back to a throwback segment.
A deep conversation. Oh, God. But not that deep. A deep conversation for the shallow end. A deep conversation. But not that deep.
Well, now we're almost done.
For the shallow end.
Well, but, like, I wanted to play this anyway.
A deep conversation. But not that deep.
This
a
is
deep
long.
For the shallow end.
The Laylettes have been sitting on it for a while, so, you know.
Anyways. I don't know. It's... They're crazy people... Do crazy things.
Yeah, that's exactly. Like, what else can you say? You know,
and to say ban AR-15s or, you know, assault rifles, that's not rational to me. I think there's a reason we need AR-15s and assault rifles. It's just stupid. It's weird.
Yeah, and
like,
just
I don't like the conversation.
It's easy to criticize without having a response.
It's so
or a
easy.
Solution
it's so
to
easy.
It. So
to
easy
just
to
blame
be the hater as so, opposed to the person trying to find a solution to
it's
it.
It's so easy to just say, "We'll take the guns away." We'll take the guns away. Yeah, that's a simple solution. That's not a rational solution. That's not the right solution.
Right.
You know.
Then let's all share that Jim Jefferies clip on YouTube about how Australia, which has like 1.87th percent of the United States population, but don't worry, Australia, where you can't live like within 20 minutes away from land, or else you're gonna fucking die from like a fucking grizzly bear or a fucking whatever they have out there, where the fucking koalas all have syphilis and they're probably spreading that shit around. You can get the shit kicked out of you by a kangaroo. You're like, yeah, they got their own problems in Australia. Mm. Guns aren't really that big a deal to them.
Plus, they talk funny.
And then fucking didn't that the Blade Runner guy shot his girlfriend? That's some gun violence right there. Yeah. That's a pretty high profile gun violence case.
Yeah.
There's no gun violence. Okay, well, there's gun violence everywhere.
There's gun violence everywhere. There's violence everywhere. There's evil everywhere. You're not going to... Like, people immediately focus on the type of gun this guy used and the gun laws in this guy's state and this and that. I'm like, all right, well, what about the person? Like, if I showed you two guys with guns and I showed that person... I showed you those two guys to a liberal, they'd say, oh, we'll take both of those guys' guns away. Take both of them away. I would sit there and say, all right, well, who are these fucking people? Is one of them crazy? Is this one sane? Is this one insane? I would want to know who they are, not just fucking take their guns away.
I agree.
I think we should take the guns away from the people who are mentally insane. That's what we should have done with this guy.
Purpose. The whole point is
finding.
But
the government, the Air Force dropped the ball. They were supposed to report this guy, and they didn't. That's why he passed the background check and got his gun. Whatever. It's awful. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I completely agree. And like everybody's like, oh, well, America's got all this problem. Like, why do y'all have this? Like, well, probably because we have football. I don't know. We have football. That cancels it out. And I think football is the best sport in the world. So go fuck yourself. Mm. So America wins on that front anyways. We still win. It's 1-1 at worst.
It is weird with all the shootings. Right?
Yeah, but like I don't know how to stop it. I'm not the guy. I'm not the answer. This podcast won't figure it out.
No, we
even
won't.
If we did, we're probably gonna fall on deaf ears.
Anything else?
My boy OJ Simpson back.
He's
in
back.
The news,
you got a
dude.
Nice little picture of him.
Did you? I've Rod Ryan, the great Rod Ryan.
Your boy OJ Simpson.
My boy.
I
don't know.
Right
we yeah, we've had him on the podcast.
Yeah, okay.
We did. Orenthal James. Orangel, excuse me. But Orenthal James is—he is back because he allegedly made some transphobic remarks about Caitlyn Jenner. Now,
can't do that.
Now, Caitlyn Jenner said that she knew that he murdered. He committed the two murders. You know. But
speaking of Caitlyn Jenner, I'm sorry. Did you see the picture of the bathroom at some bar in Texas where it's Caitlyn Jenner on the woman's bathroom door and then Bruce Jenner on the men's?
I did not see that.
And they're so pissed off about it. They're so pissed off. Kinda go ahead. Funny. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, but anyways, so Caitlyn Jenner had said that, like, she knew without a doubt that he murdered Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. And,
how would he know?
Well, I don't know. But apparently he had warned Nicole a long time ago. It was like, hey, you need to fucking back off. You need to leave OJ. OJ is going to
was
fucking murder you and get away with it. Yeah, it was them and the mom.
Yeah,
and like they would go on vacations with them.
Wasn't she still married to what's his name?
To Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was. When they were married, it was Nicole and OJ and then Bruce.
During this whole trial was going on, who was Kris Jenner married
to?
Well,
but they were in like a group. They were in a big group.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's pictures of them all like in the Kardashian family and then the Simpson family and then Jenner and whoever the hell he was with at the time.
Okay.
And like there's a big group of people and you can see them on like the beach and stuff. And so OJ was just kind of like, yeah, I mean, you know, that's what I don't know why she would say that. If she wants to live the rest of her life as an old woman, that's okay. And apparently that's transphobic.
If she
wants saying,
to live
like, I think he said that he would have rather lived the rest of his life as an old man, but she would rather live the rest of her life as an old woman, which I would think is like, well, I prefer this. She preferred that. That doesn't seem transphobic to me, but...
That seems the opposite of transphobic to me.
It seems like he's being very cautious
that
about
seems,
what he's saying.
That seems like he's saying, well, she can make the decision she wants to make.
Apparently the juice was a little loose with his words today. That's what TMZ would have said.
Yeah.
But,
Jesus Christ.
If he wants
you can't
to
get anything right with this
fucking
thing,
man.
Okay,
well, no, this is the exact quote. He says, if he wants to choose to live his life as an old lady instead of an old man, hey, women live longer. He might be onto something.
Oh, he said he might be onto something. You can't say he.
Okay, well,
that's
fuck.
That's the fucking thing, man.
Except you knew him as Bruce.
Yeah, and like, he's been in prison since.
Like, Chris, if I was like.
I get it.
You know me as Alex. If out of nowhere.
Oh, I know.
I was like, I'm going to be a chick.
I don't
you
listen.
Were gone, and then you came back, and I'm like, by the way, I want
to
go by Alexa, and I'm a chick now. You'd
you
be like,
have
what?
To tell me, man.
What's
it's
he talking about?
Stupid.
Like, I would move. Oh, my God! I just don't understand. Like, sometimes it slips. It wasn't like he was fucking like, ugh, that's disgusting. Mm. He didn't say that.
Mm.
If he said that, yeah, that's a little transphobic. But he's not. And I don't understand. Like, we're just looking for outrage. Give my boy OJ a break. He's served his time. He's done his time for what he got charged with. And he probably did more for that. But we couldn't convict him on the other two, did we? Because the glove didn't fit.
You must quit.
That's what they always say. And, like, why are we just trying to go after him now? So Caitlyn Jenner and O.J. Simpson, I would say, are comeback kids this
comeback
week.
Comeback kids.
And then what else do I have? I've got one left. And I think this is right down your wheelhouse.
Okay.
It's bicyclists. Now, did you see this lady? She got fired because she apparently rode by the presidential motorcade mm-hmm. at one point and flicked off the motorcade.
Yep.
You know, real bold statement. I don't like the president. Oh, look at you. Look really at you. Taking a stand.
What do you think about that?
So she was fired because the photo came out. And, yeah. I mean, I don't think she should have been fired. Personally, I think you have the freedom of speech. You have the freedom to do what you want. Uh-huh. But, like,
but
fuck you for riding a bike and being such a cunt that you're I'm going to go show the president that I don't agree.
I thought you had been doing this podcast with me long enough by now. You would...
I would have been okay with it.
You would have said what I'm going to say.
Go ahead.
Which is, no, she should not have been fired. But her employer has the right to fire whoever
Boom.
They want. And why
Boom.
They want.
Yeah.
And if they want to fire her for flicking off the president, they can fire her for flicking off the president.
I mean, if they can determine that that could make their company look poorly
absolutely.
In certain light,
If I were working at...
If you have clients that may or may not be Trump supporters, then, you know, like, why would... she tweeted it?
Well, not such that. It's that you can't... Yeah, I don't know.
She tweeted it, and then she identified herself as a shero. She identified herself as a shero. I'm not lying. This is 100% accurate. And she used the hashtag #her2020.
Okay. Her.
She's a shero.
Whoever that is.
#her2020.
She just wants a woman. She
just
wants
that.
A goddamn vagina
just on
in
that.
That Oval Office.
Yeah, I'm glad.
She wants a big fat labia sitting on that chair at the Oval Office.
I need something that bleeds once a month. And I don't
Only
trust
woman
it.
Bleed. Only woman bleed. Only woman bleed.
What the fuck are you saying?
You've never heard that song?
No.
Only women bleed? From Alice Cooper?
No.
Oh, Alex. That would be my, that is probably my go-to karaoke. Play that song.
No, you don't have a go-to karaoke.
Yes.
You named 35 songs before
this.
Shut
the fuck up. It's my go-to karaoke.
Oh, that's another one that's a go-to karaoke
song. But it's kind of a slow song, and it kind of takes a while to build up, so you don't have to. If you want to, that's fine. Because I've got a comeback kid.
Yeah, you do? What's your comeback
kid? Rand Paul is a comeback kid. Did you hear about
dude,
him?
I did.
Yeah,
you see about
Rand
this?
Paul.
This was in the news.
What?
This was on the news. You hear about this? You saw this?
You see this? You hear about this? Yeah, no, I forgot about that.
Might have read about it in the papers.
Might have read about it in the papers. So we're not
the
playing.
The tabloids?
We're not playing Only Women
Bleed. We're working on it.
Okay.
We're working on it.
Yeah, Rand Paul apparently gets it comes out that he was assaulted by his neighbor.
Yes, and while he was mowing.
Like, while he was... Well, hold on. At first, it was just that he was assaulted by his neighbor and that he was taken with minor injuries, they say. Minor injuries. Okay. And then it comes out... Yes.
Just continue. We'll talk over it.
minor injuries, and then like the next day it comes out, oh yeah, he broke 5 ribs. He broke 5 fucking ribs. Somebody whipped his ass. I can't talk over this song. This is a good fucking song. Anyways.
Someone like just beat the fuck out of him?
Yeah, somebody apparently just beat the fuck out of him. A Democrat, go figure. He posting all kinds of Democratic stuff on his Facebook, a Bernie Sanders supporter. Craziness what these Democrats do. They shoot up softball fields where Republicans are. They beat up
but
senators.
They're the anti-violent
they're
ones.
They're the
right?
anti-violent ones. Huh. It's absolutely nuts.
Says a lot.
Dude, this is such a good song. I love when these guys like this, like when Kiss did Beth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Beth, I love them. They're slow.
But is that another one of your go-to karaoke songs?
Probably, yeah.
Only
women bleed.
Chris has 75 go-to karaoke songs. Only
women bleed.
This would probably also be my walkout to an MMA fight if I were in the MMA.
This would be a really stupid one.
I'd walk out to this. Did you say something, Robert, back there? No. Oh, I heard something in the background.
There's audio that was playing.
Oh, okay, anyway, so you can turn that down if you want. Such a beautiful song. But yeah, Rand Paul gets his ass beat, 5 broken ribs, which is nuts.
Is he going to bounce back now, you think?
I don't know, I guess. It's just weird because it's not... If like, imagine if this was Bernie Sanders this happened to.
Oh, he'd be dead.
Well, no.
Bernie couldn't take a beating like that. What are you talking about?
No, he could not.
It'd be like if he went up and beat up a McCain. Like, he'd die, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. Somebody beat... what was it? Harry Reid's ass before he left office.
Oh, yeah?
Or not before he left office, but a few years ago.
I didn't know that. I don't know who Harry Reid is.
Harry Reid is the Democrat Senate Majority Leader, or was the Majority Leader.
That was so weird.
It was so weird with Harry Reid, because he one day just showed up to work and he had like black eyes and stuff, and he said, "Oh yeah, I hurt myself working out. I had one of those stretchy things, like those, I don't know what you'd call it, but I would just hurt myself working out." And it's like, dude, you did not get several black eyes
working. I deserved it. Look, but it was my own fault.
Yeah. So, Grandpa, comeback kid.
I was to blame.
Get his ass beat. That's awful, by the way.
I've got one.
What do you got, Robert? Ahead.
Twitter.
Twitter's back.
Twitter's back.
Good. I'm excited where this is going.
So you guys heard about the 280 character?
Yeah.
Yes.
I knew this was going to be about that.
It's going to be for everyone now.
Now? What? When? Yeah. When is this starting?
Is this breaking?
Yeah, that's article.
Breaking news.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Twitter's going to roll out that 280 character to users around the world. Everywhere except... for
Mexicans.
For Chinese, Japanese, and Korean.
Ah, the yellow people.
The Chinamen.
The Chinamen.
It says, the company says Asian languages fit more thoughts into fewer characters.
Huh.
So
and when is this going down?
That seems like they're just assuming and generalizing the entire culture by doing that, right?
Maybe. That's stupid. I think.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I think the greatest thing about Twitter is that people can be so fucking funny in 140 characters in such a short little thing. And plus, it's easy to read. When I see a 280 character tweet, do I not read that.
It's like now you got the stat line guys that are just like, oh, I can use 280 characters, so everything is space. I'm like, fucking stop. I don't understand
how they decide who got the 200.
Because they have to have a certain amount of followers, I believe.
That's not true, because I know a guy who works for Channel 26, and he's nobody, and he's got 26 characters. He literally has 6 fucking followers.
Well, maybe he's got a lot to say.
I don't know. It's weird. And he never tweets or anything. I think they just gave it to random people. But what is?
Dude, I don't like it. It'll help me like to post about the podcast because I can type more, but I don't really like, it's not necessary. I can type I can type in 140 characters with a link.
And plus,
and
we just got
anyways.
So good at figuring out how to cram all our thoughts.
Yeah, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna backspace this and now in between the right. commas I'm just gonna we're not gonna
best
have a space.
Things is like,
and
ever,
is now
write
the ampersand
and you need like one more character.
So you gotta go find what
and
it is.
You find
it's a four. And 4 is turned into the number 4 now.
Well, no. I was going to say, when you need just one more space and you're looking, and you can't fucking find it, and then you realize, oh, wait, maybe I double spaced like at the end here. I did that the other day.
Yeah.
It saved my life.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I didn't even see that double
space.
That's a
big one. That's a big one.
But yeah, no. 280 characters.
Dude, so I've been, like you may or may not know that I have a little vendetta against the Cincinnati Zoo. I think they are murderers. They killed our boy Harambe. Rest in peace.
Our boy.
Sweet Prince. And
Sweet Prince.
Yeah. And so, you know, occasionally, like, I don't do it all the time, but occasionally, you know, they just tee one up for me.
Mm.
And when they tee one up, and they just give me a softball right down the middle, I'm going to take that shot. And they
did you
posted,
get a lot of tweets?
Well,
or
they
a lot of likes?
Not so much likes, but it's just the, like, the hate coming back sometimes. But like, it's never like immediate hate. It's like, it's like
say?
They wait until like 4 to 6 days. Like last night, like when I woke up this morning, this lady had like bitched at me from a tweet 6 days ago.
Mm.
And it was about, they were like, we regret to inform you that our hippo blah 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 has passed away. And I was like, did you shoot him too? I know you're known for murdering your animals.
Jesus.
And like,
that's kind of dark.
Yeah, but like, it was
obviously
like, fuck you guys, people don't forget.
Right, people don't forget. People don't forget.
They don't. It's the truth. People don't forget. Jonah
People
Hill
don't
said
forget.
It best.
Jonah, I was just going to say, man. Jonah Hill said it. People
Jonah
don't
Hill
forget
said
it
best. In
he said it to Dave
bad.
Franco.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah. That was like in the second
ago.
Grade. Are you looking for it?
People don't forget.
People don't forget.
People don't forget.
But just... Like I mean, I'm doing it kind of as a troll job, but it's hilarious because they're like this, like this lady was like, "Oh yeah, all the the chicken shits." Like, to, and my new like, I also like doing when I'm railing off on like reasons why, I'll be like 1B4, just to show like, oh okay,
oh, yeah.
And it's funny because then they get more like mad. Like, oh, you don't even know how to count. I'm like, you don't get what's happening to you right now.
I think
just
that's
shut
from
up.
Home Alone. He did that in Home Alone.
No, it's from a lot of things. Yeah. But like, it just shows like, oh, this guy, is this guy serious in his argument? No, I'm not. But let's just, oh, dude, Suzanne Creel. She's gotten back to me. But she was, she was like, A. Middleton, you, if you're going to tweet insults, should check the grammar. I find it amusing that the chicken shits are always inarticulate. and misspelled it. And I was just like, I looked up the word articulate. And I was like, well, articulate technically means speaking. I would be articulating my words. So maybe you need to learn, like, learn how, like, what words are. And then she tried to express, formulate it, represent it with clarity and effectiveness. And she was like, oh, an articulate thoughts. Like, well, you didn't say thoughts. And so then she's like, you're still trolling the zoo after a year of Harambe's death. Tweeting a reply to your hateful tweet 4 days after pales in comparison. Like, well, you still searched out a tweet from the
why
zoo.
Why is she talking to you?
I don't
why
know.
Does she care?
That's why it's so
fuck
funny.
Her.
That's
tell
why it's
her
so funny.
Fucking die.
So,
kill yourself.
Now we've done this to one
drive
person
your car
before.
Into oncoming traffic.
We've done this to one person before, and I feel like the Gravy Gang may or may
go
not. I'm not
really
saying,
fast on the turns when you're driving your car.
I'm not saying that it's okay to, you know, troll this person with your tweets.
What's her name?
What I'm saying is that it would be really unfortunate if at SUZYCREEL Suzy
hold
Creel,
on slow the fuck down SUZYCREEL
it would just be unfortunate if at Suzy Creel were to get a lot of Gravy Gang tweets be like, shut the fuck up, rest in peace Harambe, and just like let her know that
I'm just gonna go to your Twitter. I'm assuming you've tweeted at her.
Oh yeah. But, it would just be unfortunate. I'm not saying to do that, and that would suck, but, that would be horrible if that were to happen to her.
It would
but,
be.
But definitely don't do that, guys. Just definitely, definitely don't do that.
Like the way we asked you not to tweet at that guy who was bothering Phyllis a few weeks ago?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Where's
like
that guy
that.
Now?
I think his Twitter got shut down for some reason. He canceled it or deleted it or something.
Huh.
I'm looking for this fucking cunt.
Well, it's just like, dude, you don't get it. Like, it's fucking Twitter lady. I don't care. And I got all day to go.
When was
back
this,
and forth.
Alex?
It was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday? I'm
like, my tweet was 6 days ago.
Oh, 6 days ago.
But she's still replying to me. It's funny. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop replying to her because I like to just see how long these threads will go. And I try and just get as weird with them as I can. So, it's like, oh, well, you don't know that all gorillas are murdered. It's like 100% of Harambes are murdered at the Cincinnati Zoo. And they're like, I was like, show me facts that prove otherwise. Name one other Harambe that was murdered not in the Cincinnati Zoo. I'll wait. Oh, there's none? Okay, cool. But anyways. That's Twitter.
That's
we're on Twitter
for
Comeback Kid, right?
Can I, while we're on Twitter?
I wish I had 280 characters.
And we're talking about the 280 characters. The most annoying thing, and I like Twitter a lot. Most annoying thing about Twitter is that in case you missed it thing, where they show you like stuff like tweets from yesterday.
I don't want to see that.
Why do I need to see that? Why do I?
I know I'm in the know.
Like it's the day after the World Series, and I'm seeing all these tweets. Astros win the World Series, and I'm like, yeah, I know.
People don't forget.
Everybody knows. I went to sleep, and I remember.
I need to find a way to get rid of that fucking in case you missed it. Because motherfucker, I did not miss it, and if I did, I don't care.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right. Anyways, where are we?
So,
are we not cool?
That was it. I guess we can. Why don't we? Let me tell you about MeUndies. We'll talk a little football. We'll get into not cool, and then we'll do answers, and we'll be done. How about that?
I realize we haven't even talked about football.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that right after I tell you about the wonderful fine folks at MeUndies. Do you want to look good in your underwear and be comfortable? Well, that right balance is hard to find, so don't sacrifice style or comfort. Check out MeUndies.com and find the best underwear in the world. MeUndies is going to be the most comfortable pair of underwear that you're going to own. Each pair of MeUndies is made from a sustainably sourced, naturally soft fabric that's 3 times softer than cotton. They're the ultimate feel-good undies for when you want to feel naked but not be naked. For the men, MeUndies Diamond Seam Pouch cradles your jewels, your balls, and gives you the support that you need without feeling tight. Nothing's worse than tight balls in your underwear. It's a great dick day anytime you got MeUndies on, I'll tell you that much. For the ladies, you're going to love the soft, eco-friendly fabric. It's so soft and touchable, it covers up and lets it breathe. For a limited time, MeUndies has an exclusive offer. You can get 20% off of your first pair and free shipping when you go to MeUndies.com/podcast. MeUndies is so sure you're going to love it that they even offer 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't love your first pair, you're going to get a full refund. This is a no-brainer to try. Get 20% off and free shipping when you go to MeUndies.com/podcast. That's MeUndies.com/podcast. MeUndies.com/podcast.
Nicely done, sir. Nicely done.
All right, let's fucking get to football. All
right, let's hurry up and talk about
the Eagles. Let me just get the Giants out of the way. Well, let's get the Giants out of the way. They got fucking killed.
Who did they play again?
They played the Rams.
Oh, that's right.
Second best team in the NFC.
I think so.
they got blown out. It was, I believe, it was 51-17. Not a great game. Not a great game. And you know, I'm wondering and I'm fearing that they may be losing that locker room right now. They had suspended Janoris Jenkins, and just it didn't seem like anything's right. Now you can't really write it off as
why
to did like
suspend him.
Just he had showed up late and shit like that, and just detrimental conduct.
They don't give a fuck anymore.
That's what I hate, though. I hate that. You have such a solid defense that should be living up to what they could be, and it's just not working out. I mean, the offense is basically just, like, who's there? Mm. Like, you know, it's practice squad guys coming in there. Tavares King is our wide receiver that's leading. Sterling Shepard finally came back, but, you know, you'd lost Brandon Marshall, Sterling Shepard, and Odell in one game. Evan Engram still having a Pro Bowl season. Showing
Brandon
that
Marshall
it was worth,
retiring?
He's got one more year, and he's going to retire. But it just... It's frustrating to watch, and like I'm not even, I mean I'm mad, but I can't like just yell anymore. Like I don't have it in me to yell anymore. I can only just like I was laughing when they were giving up. Like it was 3rd and 33, and they had a little screen pass that turned into a 54-yard touchdown from Robert Woods, and it was just like God, you fucking okay. All right,
yeah.
Cool. Oh, wide open Sammy Watkins again, wide open Robert Woods again. Good guys, let's just fuck coverage, right? Let's do that. I get the Rams at the most point, the biggest point differential in the league, and they're a fucking potent offense, obviously. But it's just it's a kick in the nuts to fucking watch this team every year.
When was the last time the Giants were this bad?
Oh, man, they were 4-12 the year before they drafted Eli,
which was
2004. So it was 2003 season.
Hmm.
But I think they've been 6-10. They've never been worse than 6-10 since Eli's been on the team, and I'm not happy about this, but I mean, you're right at that rebuilding
with
stage.
Eli? This is
I don't know, man. I thought he had another 2 years, but with this, I don't know if you move forward at
this
point in time. I don't want to move forward because I think Eli's my favorite player ever to play football. But
how about Ben McAdoo?
I don't know, man. It seems like he's not getting. This is his fourth year with the team. His second.
Are you serious?
His second. He was the offensive coordinator for 2 years, but it's his second year as a head coach.
Oh, okay. I was
but like
say.
To me, is it? It's hard to fire a guy like, that no just way. Had an 11-win season. You know, you had an 11-win season. You have you're beat up with injuries. I'm not saying it's not his fault.
Right.
But you know, he's definitely to blame for a lot of this. A lot of people want him out. I don't like. Who do you bring in? The Giants aren't really a team that flip flops coaches a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a shitty position to be in where I don't know if they're gonna be good for the next 4 years.
Eesh.
I don't like that. I've never really had that doubt since Eli has been on the team. It was always you were looking up. Like this could be the next year. It could be us. But enough of that. That's me just fucking.
It has to be tough for you, Alex, because last year the Cowboys were so good and that couldn't have been good for you, and then now this year. The Giants are just
it's
so
a little bit easier
bad.
When, like, I can't, like, it was shitty because I was like, God damn it, are we going to lose the Cowboys in the playoffs? I don't want to, like, it's tougher when your team is, like, right there with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you hate them more, and it's just like, you got to respect the Eagles for this. Now,
oh
I think that
God,
this Eagles offense is a scheme that's going to be able to, it's a
what?
It's a scheme. The Doug Marrone's system is definitely a system.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you're going to realize a lot of it is the quick tight ends like you had with Jason Witten in the beginning of his career where it's just, oh, a little dump to this tight end right here, set it up. Then you get the toss plays on the running backs to open it up. Now you got Jay Ajayi who's looking solid with
Carson
them.
Wentz is a
Carson
beast.
Wentz is a really good quarterback. I'm not saying he's not a good quarterback, but they've got Alshon Jeffrey who's, he's a time bomb. He's going to get hurt at some point
could
in time.
Could the Eagles go to their second Super Bowl?
They're not going to win the Super Bowl this year.
I didn't say that.
I don't think they will. I don't think so. I think that they
2006 was their first Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, first. Or no, they lost to the Vikings in like an early one.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, they're going to be good for a while, but I think that offense is going to get figured out and they won't be as effective as they are right now.
God, the Cowboys have the Falcons next week, and then the Eagles. Falcons are bad. I remember looking at the schedule early on in the season and saying, oh, Kansas City and then the Falcons. That should be just fantastic. Well, the Cowboys went and beat Kansas City, and now it turns out Falcons are really bad. Not really bad, but they're just not that good.
Fall under the umbrella of pretenders at this point.
What do you mean?
Like, we saw them get off to a red-hot start.
We saw them last year, too, get off to a good start.
Right, but they've kind of fallen back down to earth. And they lost three of their last four.
Oof.
Just, you know, I think they started 5-0. They started 5-0. They lost three of their last
four. There
was
a time during this season when they could have been the best in their division.
Yeah, and just, you know, that's...
And that's not the case.
It's tough to watch. You know, another team in the NFC, if we were, like, we were talking about the Eagles and the Cowboys and the Rams, just the Saints, they're 6-2. I think that team was like 1-2 in the beginning.
I thought
and
the Saints were done.
They've
I thought they were especially done with what's his name as coach.
And then they've won six straight games.
Yep.
Drew Brees,
that
I don't know if they're going
to... fucking nasty.
Yeah, the defense is really the reason they're doing it. Alvin Kamara is...
God,
putting up a fight
Saints,
for possible.
Though.
I don't think he'll
Saints.
Win rookie of the year, but he's right there. It's they're putting together a squad down there.
I'm going to say something to you, Alex, and I know you're going to totally disrespect me for it, and you're probably going to ask me to leave politely, but I get it. The NFL, especially this season, and it's got to be because all the shit going on this season, I've been so uninterested, just so I don't even care.
I just think the season has been a shitty season in general, with injuries, with just the play on the field, the amount of blowouts you
but
see.
But then the fucking talk,
the amount
man.
Of, like, the parity is not where it was last year, it's, where, like, any team could beat any team.
Right.
And I feel like it's you got I've the been, dominant teams. You got the Eagles. You got the Vikings. You got the Saints now. You got the Seahawks and the Rams. And then on the other side, you got, like, basically you got the Patriots and the Steelers, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you can throw the Chiefs in that. But like those are seven teams we just named. Seven, mm-hmm. eight teams that are that's it. The Cowboys are there. The Cowboys aren't one of those like top tier teams this year though. And you gotta know that. And like what speaking of Cowboys, what the fuck is with Zeke again? Like before
that's
oh, by the way,
thing,
BT Dub, he's gonna
it's
play.
It's like
again.
I see him walking
snip,
into
snap,
the
snip snap, snip snap, snip snap.
I see him walking into the stadium. I was like, what is he suspended? Oh, I thought he's not supposed to be. It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Just suspend him or don't suspend him.
And it's another
we
reason
to make a decision.
It's another reason why I'm just done with the NFL, man. I could
why are they dragging their feet on so much shit?
I can literally see myself not watching the NFL in 4 years if they keep this shit up. Seriously, it's so bad. It's really, really bad. The stuff with Bob McNair last week or the week before. That was bad. The stuff with the
that
kneeling.
That wasn't that bad.
I thought that was fucking stupid. The outrage.
The outrage was.
That's
I thought you said what
about.
He said was.
No, that's
I was
what
about
I mean.
To say. No, it was a figure
it's
of speech.
Outrage.
And if you didn't realize there's a figure of
I'm
speech,
so
you're
sick
too
of the
dumb
fucking
to fucking
outrage.
Talk.
I sit and do politics all day at work. That's all I fucking do at work. And on Sunday, I just want to watch the football
game. Did you
game
know the Texans discussed bringing in Colin Kaepernick but didn't
but like
after Deshaun went
down? But
in the
beginning of the season, man, I'm getting into fucking arguments with my dad while we're trying to watch the goddamn Cowboys game because he thinks that they should kneel and I think that they should not kneel. And so we're fucking yelling. I'm so done with it all. It's awful. It's awful.
Now Papa John's walking around saying he's losing money from it even
yeah,
though no one else
is. Well, Papa John's is just shit pizza. Absolutely shit pizza.
A little overpriced shit pizza, too.
It was, I think Jose Altuve was at Minute Maid Park like a couple days after the World Series and was handing out Papa John's pizzas. And the story was, because I was reading it in my newscast, Jose Altuve handing out Papa John's pizza to some lucky contest winners. And I'm like, fucking contest did they win to get Papa John's pizza?
They were there.
Fucking Papa John's is the worst. When I worked for Genghis Grill, Papa John's was like a parent company or whatever. They, they're the same deal. So we could get free Papa John's basically. All we had to do was go in and show them our paycheck stub from Genghis. And I had so much Papa John's and it's so bad. Didn't you work for Papa John's?
No.
I think that's Bill Simpson that worked for Papa John's.
Never worked for Papa John's.
Papa John's is bad pizza. It's fucking cardboard.
It's not the best pizza, but like.
You eat it all the time though.
I don't. I haven't eaten Papa John's pizza in a while. Oh, but really? I mean, I don't. Like, pizza's pizza to me. You know,
sure.
Like there's good pizza. I will get there's better pizza than other pizzas, but like I've never had a pizza and been like, oh, this is disgusting.
I most certainly have.
Pizza's pizza.
No.
It's the greatest food in the world.
Domino's is bad. Why would you go to Domino's and you can just go to Barry's or Star Pizza?
Price.
I guess.
Price.
I'd pay the $4 extra though.
Not necessarily. Barry's is a little pricey, but
Barry's is kind of pricey.
So yeah, football is back. What did that's not a bat comeback kid. So
but
the
yeah,
Redskins
no.
upset the Chiefs, or upset the Seahawks, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Seattle's not
do
that
they
great.
Have a chance? Seattle, yeah. There's like, I'm so glad that Dwayne Brown didn't look that great. Fuck Dwayne Brown. He looked like he maybe hadn't shown up for work to like get ready for
know,
like
right?
weeks. Texans, speaking of Dwayne Brown, they fucking don't look good.
God,
they don't look good without that Deshaun guy behind him, huh?
No, they
Tom
don't.
Savage, not
and I was thinking
an elite
to myself,
quarterback.
I was hoping they would fire O'Brien after this season if things didn't go well. But now they can't because it's not his fault they lost
right,
his two
not.
Best defensive guys.
I don't think
O'Brien
is as bad as everybody's making him
God,
to
I
be.
Fucking hate him. I just don't like his attitude. I just think it's piss poor Nick Saban, Bill Belichick wannabe attitude, and you've not done anything to
deserve
that.
But you know, you model yourself after the greats, and I guess he's just a little too modeled.
Can't. Yeah, man, you can't. Like Bill Belichick, when he was coming up, it was not.
It's like when you see a stand-up comedian like start
it's like
you're out
trying too hard.
Like
man.
You can tell. Like when I would do those open mics and stuff, you kind of just tell.
I still
like,
can't believe you did open mics.
You just kind of tell who's like who you're influenced by. Mm-hmm. And I sound a lot like Bill Burr when I'm fucking talking. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing Bill Burr-ish things, not quoting Bill Burr, but it's like he's influenced by Bill Burr, and it's kind of like that.
Billy like, Red Cheeks.
Oh, Billy Red Nuts.
Red Nuts, that's what it is.
Billy Sugar Tits.
Billy Sugar Tits. Is he doing a season 3 of that show?
Yep. I think is he really? They maybe have locked it up through 4. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, F is for Family. That's good a solid Netflix show. If you want to binge through that in like a day, you could definitely
Speaking of
do that.
Netflix and binging and of the whatnot, you finished Stranger Things, right?
Yep, we talked about this last week.
Did we really?
Yep.
Oh, never mind then. I'm sorry. I forget. I was drinking that night.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I guess not drink. I was going to say, speaking of drinking, but this has nothing to do with drinking.
We've not had a single beer this whole podcast. I'm probably
going to grab us some.
I'm good.
Go grab us two.
Okay.
It's not past the gravy, that booze.
Past the gravy, that
booze. Why don't I tell you fine folks about our fire merch at the Past the Gravy pastthegravymerch.com. Our PTG store is up, and guys, so right now, I'm looking at one of our Christmas sweaters that is available for sale, and it is awesome. Now, I guess they would put like the fire emojis, but since it's like winter, it's like the snowflake emojis, and it is the JFK edition of Christmas sweaters. It's the Dallas Killed JFK People Don't Forget Christmas sweater. It's got JFK with a little Santa hat, you got some reindeer, you got the PTG logo on it, and then you got the white X's like you see at Dealey Plaza where it marked where the shots were fired. So that's pretty good. It's available in red, green, and blue. And then my buddy Mac Petter, I was talking to him all day long, and we have a solid fucking other shirt that I'm going to work on putting out and releasing tomorrow afternoon. So if you're listening to this, it's probably available. But it's got Jesus and Santa, and it says holidays are for the homies. And
this is a long fucking podcast.
It's pretty great. No, it's not. It's actually a shorter one.
Really?
We're only 45 minutes in.
No, we're not.
I know we're not.
Fucking liar.
But the Dallas Killed JFK People Don't Forget sweater is fucking awesome. I already ordered mine. I can't wait. You know, November 23rd was the date that they did that infamous deed, and I will be wearing both the sweater and the shirt to work the infamous deed.
Don't what? Say that.
Well, did they do it or not? Was it Dallas that who was it in the where was it? Where did he get murdered?
So Texas killed all those people in those in that church too, right?
No, Sutherland Springs or whatever it is.
Dude, come on, man.
No. I'm just like, if you, like, it's perfect for Christmas gifts. You can wear it to your holiday parties. You're going to be the talk of the town at your holiday parties, I guarantee you. But I also really like the Jesus Santa one. Do you not like that one?
No, I like that one. That one's good.
Like, that's fucking fresh to death.
Showed it to me four
times now. My friend Mac like did like the stitching. It looks like it's an actual Christmas sweater. And yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. Then we've also got the Houston Pastros shirts. You can get the Pastronaut hoodies that are soft AF that you can get. And guys, it's getting winter season. It's getting cold. So wrap up. And have all your Pass the Gravy gear. And if you got a Pass the Gravy listener on your shopping list, then passthegravymerch.com. Also, you know, since it is that time of year, if you're doing some shopping on Amazon, don't go directly there. Go through our Amazon banner at passthegravypod.com. Just click that link, and it'll take you nothing but an extra click. They just want to know we create a little traffic from our site to theirs to give us a teeny tiny little kickback that we put back into web server and hosting space and hosting fees like that. We don't pocket any of that stuff, and it just goes to help keep the pirate ship that you love so much put some wind in the sails of your favorite pirate ship guys. Okay, let's see what we got next. It's not cool, huh?
I think so.
We're already there.
I've got a few.
Oh, well, then we'll let you start off. Here we go.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool.
No, I don't like these. Oh.
Go ahead.
They're not that great of not cools because it's not like I'm blaming something. Like somebody did something that was not cool. Somebody didn't put their shopping cart back. Some asshole bike rider was hogging the lane. Because it was my doing. I lost my debit card.
Oh,
and I had to do the deal where you order the new debit card, or they give you the temporary card.
You found the old card.
I found it, yeah.
But it was already canceled.
It was already canceled. Too late to go back.
You got
to
change all of the auto pays.
That's the worst, man. It's like I'm driving in my car, I'm listening to Sirius, and then the Sirius, like, bloop, bloop, off. I'm like, what the fuck? And then you have to listen to terrestrial radio. Like, I know you're on
you
the radio.
You work in terrestrial
radio. I know. But
not a good look. Not a good look right
there,
Chris.
Like, this is like at 10 o'clock at night. There's nothing good on. There's Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast is awesome. It talks about aliens.
If it's not one of our guys, I don't want to listen to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean.
I feel you.
When you've grown accustomed, especially.
Well, Chris, I got a solution for you.
Especially the music.
The next time that happens, why don't you just pot up your phone and listen to your favorite podcast? Pass the Gravy podcast. That's a good little solution. Bobby Jokes, isn't that what you do when you're bored? That's what I always do.
But it's not just the Sirius.
Yeah, Bobby Jokes gets it.
It's the Netflix, it's the Hulu, it's the HBO, it's every fucking thing. I get my razors in the mail and all of a sudden no more razors. fuck, man, it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. And the worst part is...
I just knocked it off. I wrote on a list when I had to get a new card, and I just like went down and was like, all right, let's do it.
I remember you telling me about that. And
I'm about you got to remember all the email addresses.
I'm going to get the new card in the mail pretty soon, so I'm going to do it all over.
Oh, no.
It's the worst. I hate it. I know.
Yeah, that does blow.
Second, not cool, though.
That's why you use Bitcoin.
What's that?
That's why you use Bitcoin.
Did you say Bitcoin?
Bitcoin.
Oh, okay. Second, not cool. And I know for a fact
he moves on.
I know for a fact that I've done this one before, but this is because the same exact thing has happened to me. It's a number of times. I'm trying to rake it up,
but I just can't.
I'd gotten off work at the Chang's, as I call it, and waiting tables is hard. You know, you're constantly moving around, you're constantly on your feet, you're doing this, you're doing 100 million things, and it's you know, your feet hurt at the end of the day kind of thing. It's not like working in radio.
Poor you.
Fuck you, Alex, okay?
I had to walk.
So I'm tired and I want to go home and
the soldiers defending our freedom.
I had been working at
bitch.
The radio station all day, and then I worked at that stupid restaurant. And
you were, you could say, raking it up?
Yeah, I was raking it up. And I go home, and I got to get the dog is so excited to see me. And then I realize, oh, shit, man, I gave you your last of the dog food this morning. You don't have any more dog
yeah,
food.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Well, I gotta go get fucking dog food.
Dude, you don't do that. You give them treats.
No.
One time.
Would you do that?
In college when I had Felicia, I was
yep, you're getting treats
I was broke
tonight.
As fuck. And I didn't get paid for 2 days. It was like a Wednesday. And I knew I was getting paid on Friday. And I was like, well, guess who's getting milk bones for two meals a day? And like she was just like, oh my. Like, for me? And like she
How
like.
How many
her,
would you give her?
I would just pour it and fill like the bowl. So it was like. I don't know, probably like 10.
Oh my god!
I don't know. It's food. She's eating it.
Those are snacks for dogs. Yeah, well, those are like Snickers.
You know, sometimes when you don't feel like having like a full dinner, you'll just eat some Cheez-Its or whatever, right? That's kind of like that for dogs.
I've done that before.
I do it. She can do it. She was fine. No. She was like super stoked. Like her eyes like. Okay.
I've done that. All right. I had a bunch of treats for him. But no, I feel bad. So I went to the which that's part A of this not cool is that how is there not of all the fucking things that we can beam to your house, we can beam movies to your house, we can beam
you
lasers,
can
you can get dog food to your house?
Favor.
No. I'm talking about on
favor
a
is everything.
On a consistent basis once
you
a week.
100% you can get or you probably can do that with Amazon.
Damn it, we should do that.
This guy
living
this
in
guy
fucking
over
2004,
here.
I know. All right, so anyways.
Living in the past.
So I go to the Walgreens and I'm getting the dog food. It's just because Walgreens has the shitty dog food that I can get for cheap real quick. And it's fucking like 12 o'clock, you know, midnight. And I'm waiting in line. This fucking bitch of a lady in front of me. Can you please turn this off?
I just wanted to hear you say thick vagina.
Thick vagina. What does a thick vagina mean? Have you seen a thick vagina? Robert. Do you like a thick vagina?
Yeah,
or
Robert. What is your wait,
Come on,
what
get
is
on
your
microphone.
What's
get,
your ideal vagina, Robert?
You know what it means.
Oh no, just let's go into it.
Let's dive into your.
He's like, I'm not
I'm
moving.
Not,
I am.
Yeah,
fuck
I'm
you guys.
Not moving the camera. It's very important that I tend the camera right now, even though.
Oh,
I'm
that camera. You really gotta change
camera,
the angle
really
on that camera,
do that, Robert.
From
do
where
you?
Chris has moved the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's messing everything up. Uh-huh. Anyways, so I'm at in this fucking bitch of a lady's in front of me, and she's like. My makeup is $3.29. You're charging me $4.75, and I'm like, I just want to buy my fucking dog food and go home. And they've got to do the price check, and they've got to come back.
Oh my God,
and
I hate people like that.
And they, you know, all right, well, I've got my card. Here's my phone number. Oh, the phone number's not working. Oh, we'll try this phone number. I think this is working.
Nope, you don't get a code. You don't get a discount.
Literally standing there for no less than 10 minutes. And it's just me and this lady and one store clerk, and
I'm hopping on this. Not cool.
How inconsiderate are people? When I'm in line to do something, and I know there's a line behind me.
I'm fast as fuck, dude.
And I get so nervous.
Card in hand, ready to go.
Everything. Done. I'm so self-conscious.
When I was buying the ladles to do the live episode, this lady was that fucking same lady. Like, took forever. I was like, I thought this was this, and like she did that on like two different things, and it was like. Look, bitch, like, you asked twice. Like, you can't do that. You get one time. Like, yeah. I thought that was, okay, that's weird. And then they can fucking go do that or whatever. But then fucking pulls out a checkbook.
Oh, my God.
Like, didn't have it ready. What? Had to go dig in her purse to fucking find the checkbook. And it was, now how much was that? Can I use these coupons? And I was like,
That's what she was doing. She had coupons.
There were coupons that weren't, like, for what she had. And then the lady had to explain to her like that. And she kept trying to, well, no. This is not just, shut the fuck up. Your coupons don't count.
How inconsiderate are fucking people?
I'm trying to say a nickel. Like, yeah, I don't give a fuck nickel. That you got a fucking tube of toothpaste for $2 instead of $2.50. Yeah. Like, that saved you a ton of money. Well, if I do it 4 million times, think of how much money is it? It doesn't matter. Things are going to be okay. But yeah, fuck those people that are inconsiderate like that.
I hate them.
Do you have another one?
No, that was it.
That was it? All right, well, I got one. And it goes back to this shooting. Now, have you watched the channel HLN ever? Headline News? Nancy Grace used to be on it. Oh, my God! Yeah, that used to be my employer!
What's that super hot chick they've got in the mornings?
Speaking of Nancy Grace,
What's the super hot chick?
Robin Mead.
Oh, yeah, love me some
she
Robin Mead.
Is... Nancy Grace is probably pissed that she is not doing a show right now just because of all of this Harvey Weinstein shit.
What is Nancy up to these days?
Of everything that's happening that Nancy loves is being taken away from her.
I don't mean the athletic stats.
I mean the rape stats.
I mean the rape stats.
Like Harvey Weinstein, all of these guys coming out right now that like she would just get to skewer. Can't do it. Anyways, my not cool is with her former employer, Headline News. They've and like not headline news, just news in general. Like where, so this shooting happens, and it's not. We're not talking about the like. I understand you talk to the gunman that like fired, that shot at the guy, that chased the guy. You talk to that guy, but like I don't understand. Like today, I heard him saying, "Well, we are talking to someone that knows several of the victims of the shooting," and it's like. Yeah, and it was just really... Now, what were your emotions as this is... Well, it was just horrifying. It's like, no shit, it was fucking horrifying. Yeah. Oh, people I know got killed and murdered. Yeah, what did you think this guy was going to say? You're not really adding to this. You're just like, look, we've got our ear on the pulse,
that's
you know?
Like when the
finger on the pulse.
The 17-year-old black kid gets shot or something and they go to the mother for another comment.
This is another black kid.
And the mother is just an absolute fucking wreck and you can't even understand what she's saying.
But it's not family members. It's just someone that was like acquaintances. But it was a small town, so everybody fucking knew everyone else. And it's like... Well, how does the town feel? Not great. Not great. Like, well, you know, we're really having a party right now. Ha ha ha. Like, it's just, like, you're grabbing the lowest common denominator and you're trying to appeal to that by just being like, well, look, we're talking about this story. Like, you don't need to talk. You can just discuss the news that you have.
Sweeps week.
It's just fucking stupid and it's the hackiest fucking thing they can do. And just fucking try. Just try. It just shows that you're not putting any effort into, well, hey, we got a guy that lives 30 miles from where that happened and may or may not have gone to school with somebody. Mm-hmm. Is he like good friend? Well, he went to school. Okay, grab him. That's fine.
Grab him.
Well, like, how would you imagine their families feel right now? Probably bad.
Yeah.
Probably not great.
I've not spoken to them in 47, you know.
Like, my God. That pisses me off when that shit happens, and that was what was going on.
I heard that.
Bobby Jokes, you got a not cool for us.
Yeah. I do. And it's Amazon's 2-day shipping.
You're not cool with that.
Only because it has like ruined shipping times for me. I ordered World Series merch. And it's
how long has
been
it taken
more than
you?
2 days and I'm already like impatient
about it.
That's how I feel when I like when like we have like our like t-shirts and orders and stuff like that. If I get a big bulk order for everybody and it's like, where the fuck is it? They don't do Amazon. Yeah. We need to set up something with Amazon with our shop. So yeah, like let's work on that. While you're doing the Braille, you know?
But it does.
Busy this week.
It does. And have you ever had the 2-day shipping that doesn't fucking show up in 2 days? And you're like, hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch. Yeah, I had that just a few days ago.
You can't really bitch, though, because it was like free shipping. What the, what my free 2-day shit? What do I get? I don't get anything back. You're right. Damn it.
Damn it.
You had that happen?
Yeah, I ordered a book like last week.
You read?
And it just never showed. Fuck you, both of you guys. And it didn't show up for like 7 days. It felt like.
I feel like I'm turning into an old man.
It was probably 5 days, but I did pay for the 2-day shipping and never got there on time.
Yeah, it's frustrating. But Amazon has made us all spoiled.
A little bit.
And I guess that
speaking of Prime Day, are you guys going to be partaking
in? Nope,
it's
the dumbest day ever.
It's the dumbest
day. It's all just shit that they're trying to get rid of.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still super cheap.
But like, it's like, do you want to get your pencil holder for a nickel? I don't really need a pencil holder.
You can
holder.
Get an Alexa. I think I might get an Alexa.
Oh, it's usually Amazon products. Have you seen the new like Alexa that's got the... And I'm glad that like Bobby Jokes has to unplug Alexa now.
Actually,
she
I'm
would
just
talk to us.
Waiting for...
But have you seen the one with the TV on it? Like, it's got like a screen. So like, if I had an Alexa and you had an Alexa, we could like Skype, which is a little too much to me.
You want
to
do a little tech talk?
We're talking tech on Pass the Gravy.
Have you played with the new iPhone?
Like where you can do the, like you can look at the...
The facial recognition?
Not facial recognition, but like you have one, right?
No, fuck no. Are you kidding me? Mine's shattered to smithereens.
Well, but I know that like now, like if you go in your pictures...
I've got an iPhone, but not the new one.
Like if you go in your pictures, type in football. Like you can like, it like sorts through stuff.
Oh, really? I know that you can do talking emojis now. Scott Crowder in the newsroom has one. You can, like there are certain emojis and it does your facial recognition and you say the things.
Well, it's like a Snapchat filter.
Pretty much. But it's an emoji.
Yeah, it's weird. What's your favorite emoji? Go.
I think it might be your favorite emoji.
What? The You got the fingers on the chin? Like, huh. And it's the best on Twitter because like anytime anybody posts anything, emoji. It's just like you put six of those. It's like, good point. Bobby Jokes posted. What did you post? What was your Facebook status yesterday where I basically did that but with the Will Smith meme?
Oh, yeah. I asked a very important question. You know, it
could have been suitable for answers, I thought.
I guess.
Bobby Jokes has some real brain busters he puts out on Facebook. He's a good follow on both the Facebook and the Twitter, at RobertBarbosa03.
So it was, when people are trying to define what sex is, like the act of sex,
yep.
You know, they'll describe pee in the V.
Pee in the V.
Or pee in the B. But why does no one ever mention the rare B in the V?
That's a very good question, and I think it isn't talked about enough. two big bags of sand.
That's the only way I know how to describe sex.
That whole lingo kind of got me to come up with my app idea that never has happened yet. I'm trying to get investors. They just don't seem to be into it. Where it's Airbnb. You're trying to get on in the Mile High Club. And hook up with people at airports, get Airbnb, and you're good. And it just no one's invested. But I'm still accepting investors. If you would like to, at Alex J. Middleton, at Pass the Gravy Pod, and we can discuss while I'm saying Twitter handles at Real Chris Hogan. Anyways, let's move along then, and let's wrap this bad boy up with some answers. How about that, Chris? You excited about answers?
You know I always am.
He's so excited. We got six answers questions for you today.
Oh, boy. How many do we usually have? Five?
Cinco.
No big deal.
Now, our first question... Oh, we actually have seven, Chris. Our first question comes from Steve Stevens, and he says, what does raking it up mean?
We explained that already.
No, I know. I just wanted to say rake it. Rake it up is my favorite word now, or my favorite phrase now. Anytime, I'm just going to start using... Yeah, dude, rake it up, man.
Rake it up.
Rake it up. Like, that doesn't even apply in this... Nah, dude, rake it up. You do you. all right. TJ Ivy, she's back.
TJ
Ivy. What's up, Tej? TJ Ivy says, if you tied buttered toast to the back of a cat, how would it land? P.S. TJ Ivy has kids to take trick-or-treating, so I missed the bicentennial. Mm. Hey, that's okay.
It's all good.
We got family comes first.
Yeah, we get it.
I mean, I would assume that we're your family now. You listen to us. We're
if
all family.
If you tied
but
buttered toast.
I like this because I don't understand where she's going with
it. To the
but
back of a cat, where will it land? I think it's...
Like, when the cat stands up, will it land on the butter or not on the buttered toast?
I don't know.
Cat always lands on its feet. Yeah, buttered toast lands on its feet, but buttered toast doesn't have any feet.
Buttered toast lands on its feet.
Cats always land on their feet. I just don't understand it.
Neither do I.
She's saying, like, you know, when, like, if you have something on top of the bread and it falls, it's going to land on that side that had the butter. The butter.
I would, okay.
So what's it going to land on? If the cat always lands on his feet, and when the bread falls, always lands on the bread side, or the butter side.
What's he gonna do this time? Bobby Jokes, that's what we got him. That's why we brought in Bobby Jokes, guys. A lot of people are like, what's he, is he just the video guy? No, Bobby Jokes is our info guy. Bobby Jokes is the guy that he sees between the lines, and he can decipher code. And that's why we have Bobby Jokes. He's the MVP of Pastor Gaby. We would be nothing without Bobby Jokes. He's really the glue that keeps us all together. Like if we put you or we already have you in the payroll, but if we had Alec Vitrone and you, like, we'd fucking take over the world. That's what I'm saying. One day we're gonna have money, and it was like, God damn it, we got the best video guy and the best sound guy. What else? What podcast is better than this? None. Already none.
We're gonna need a good co-host.
Good cause, yeah. Yeah,
fuck
right.
You. Fuck you guys. All right.
Yeah, maybe we'll have some tryouts.
I wanted to see if I could have, if I had 280 characters.
Oh, you couldn't have waited until after we recorded a podcast to like maybe check.
You guys were talking amongst yourselves. All right, fuck you. Go ahead. What's the next question?
This guy over here. No. So we have to. So if the cat always lands on its feet, will the buttered toast come off? That's really my question. Like, how daintily is this cat landing on its feet? I would say that it probably lands on the buttered side, and so it sticks. Because why would it not land on the buttered side? Because it would just make you have to clean up wherever the buttered side landed, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Chris is done with this question. I don't understand it.
No. It's fucking TJ, that's what I love about you. You get the game. You get the game, and Chris doesn't get the game. And Chris has done this game for a long time. And he's still. It's like, I'm so mad.
I'm not fucking mad. Fuck you.
You get annoyed.
I don't get annoyed.
You just said fuck you, and I was like, you seem mad.
Tired.
Oh, you get tired?
Yeah, a little bit.
Shut the fuck up, Chris.
Fuck you.
What time did you go to work today? What time did you get in?
Fuck you, man.
I was up at 3:30. What time were you up?
Fuck you. You saw me get off the elevator.
Oh, you're right. You're right. What was it, like 9:20? 9:20? Oh, you're right. You really put in a tough day's work, and then you came and did a podcast, dude. Really working hard out there, Chris.
I worked late last night, though.
That's cool. I worked very early this morning.
Fuck you, Alex. We're not going to get a pissing contest
with
you.
I'm just fucking with you.
Jesus.
So don't tell me you're tired. Tired's not an excuse. You can sleep when you're dead.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Will Cruz writes in and says, he says, Schindler's Bris, a prequel of Schindler's List.
That's not funny. The Jewish people
get... Yeah, you get your bris before.
It's very funny.
Schindler's I don't Bris. Think Schindler was Jewish.
I don't think Schindler...
I don't think he was Jewish.
I think Schindler was the bad guy, actually.
So I don't know if... although that'd be like an alternate timeline, maybe. Maybe like... So, all right, just hear me out. Star Wars. Mm. You start as a good guy, then you go to a bad guy. He started as a good guy. He met this fella named Adolf, all right? We'll call him Emperor Palpatine.
We'll call him Addy.
We'll call him Emperor Palpatine. Emperor Palpatine. And just say he meets Emperor Palpatine, and, you know, he's swayed by the ways of this quote-unquote dark side.
Mm-hmm.
And Schindler just... The dark side takes over to him, and he goes that way. And maybe that's what it was. So maybe he did have a bris, and he was trying to, you know, because remember Anakin destroys the whole, like, all the kids
no,
in the Jedi
Alex,
Temple?
No, fucking Star Wars is Anakin. Gay. Star Wars is fucking gay. It's fucking
okay.
Retarded.
All right, Lord of the Rings. Okay.
Did you hear they're making a Lord of the Rings TV show? They're making a Lord of the Rings TV show. That should be a comeback, kid, goddammit.
No, shouldn't. I just like to watch shows that don't really go anywhere.
What do you mean?
Star Wars has an
Star
ending
Wars.
And a beginning and everything.
There's fucking nine of them.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a storyline. Storyline. But, yeah, no, you know, I'm going to go with the Star Wars theory. I'm going to say he started out as a good guy, was swayed by the dark side, a.k.a. Addy, and then, you know, he turned to the dark side. He became a bad guy, and, you know, we got that Schindler fella in the end, didn't we? I think
he did.
I don't know. Bobby Jokes, did we get Schindler? Did we ever find his list?
Is this a movie?
It is a movie.
Surprisingly enough, it was a shopping list. They got the list.
It was an iTunes playlist.
Exactly.
They didn't have iTunes in it. Way ahead of his time.
All right, Alex. Next.
I mean, other than all of that stuff, he seemed like a nice guy.
Jesus.
No? I think Schindler's Bris definitely a prequel to Schindler's List. It was like the first set of Star Wars movies that they went back and did. It was episodes 1 through 3, but it was The Phantom Menace, so nobody really saw it. That's why you don't hear about it a lot. Juan Perdomo was out at the 200th episode. Number Juan, repping the PTG gear. He knows what's up. He said, if you put a ladle in a biscuit, will that make it the greatest gravy boat ever?
Yes.
Now he's trying to tie a bunch of things we've got going on into it. A ladle in a biscuit, would that be? I guess because it would be something that would hold a ladle or hold gravy. Mm-hmm. Anything you, I mean, honestly, like what? I don't know.
I get it. If you've got a
I think mashed potatoes might be the best gravy boat if you can just like have all that sitting in there. But our biscuits and gravy, shout out to Terry for making all those biscuits and gravy. That was dope. I wish I got more, but we were working and we didn't get to eat as much. We're going to have to eat before we go out there next time.
Who is Emperor Palpatine?
He is the guy that got Anakin to sway to the dark side. That's like obviously you missed all of the parallels that I was pointing out between Schindler and Adolf Hitler, as well as Anakin Skywalker and Emperor Palpatine. And then he fucked up Mace Windu, a.k.a. Samuel L. Jackson, in the end. And that was like when you realized he was going bad. And I'm sure that there was somebody that was close to, between the two of them, maybe a dude, mentor or
Sam
whatnot.
Sam Jackson had that purple lightsaber.
Because he's black. They don't give black guys anything but purple lightsabers. If I had to have a lightsaber, I would go blue.
Shout out to St. Arnold, school by Luke. The way, for the delicious brew.
A lawnmower. Shout out to Rand Paul as well. Right?
Yes, he was mowing the lawn.
He was mowing the lawn.
You would think Rand Paul has people that, you know, take care of his lawn.
That's what I like about Rand Paul, though.
I know, yeah.
He's like, fuck you. Yeah. I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah.
I bet he has a massive-ass lawn, too.
Do you know what he was before he was a senator?
A badass? Cowboy or something like that?
Eye doctor.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't know. What was Ron before that? Ron was like something else silly, wasn't he?
I don't know.
Wasn't he a teacher?
Might have been. All I know is Ron Paul always being in politics. Rand Paul. He was the
weird name.
Optometrist. Rand?
Like, what about Randy? Like, you just, do you forget?
I don't know. Randall.
Yeah, Randall. Yeah, I would say, a ladle and a biscuit, that might be the greatest gravy boat ever. But my personal opinion is that if you just get a thick thing of mashed potatoes, soak it in some gravy, put some fried chicken on the side of it, and that is a hell of a gravy boat right there. Alexander Boz. B-O-S? Boz? Is that what we're going to go with?
Guess, yeah.
The Boz.
The Boz.
Alexander Boz says, if my girlfriend cheats on me, is it all right to go to her house and throw all of her belongings in the lawn?
Yes.
We don't live together.
Oh, yes, definitely.
No, it's not. Like, the whole point is, like, isn't, like, every movie when somebody cheats or when they break up, it's because they live together? Like, you get your shit out of my house! I mean, that would be pretty funny, though. Yeah. Like, get your shit out of your own house! Fuck you!
Have you and him ever been to that point?
No.
No.
We don't fight.
Y'all don't fight, do y'all?
Yeah. We're awesome.
Seriously, y'all never fight?
I think Emma just puts up with my shit more so than...
Emma, come in here. Oh, this is going to be a long pod.
Well, you're the one calling her in here.
I know. But I get curious.
We don't have, like, yelling matches and shit like that.
I get curious about you, too.
Like, we disagree on things, but we're never like, fuck you!
I couldn't fucking live with Alex. I'd fucking rip your head off.
Why, because I'm white?
Yeah, partly. Emma, do you guys ever fight?
Have you ever had an argument with Alex?
It's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Do you know how exhausting it is?
It is very exhausting because he doesn't shut the fuck up.
No! So I do everything I can to avoid it.
But like, we don't have like yelling at each other fights really ever. Where it's like, what the hell's wrong with you? Like, we don't do that.
Because I don't want to. No, I've seen you get angry. I'm not going to.
I've never known Alex like to come to work and be like, oh, fucking Emma's pissing me off or something.
Because Emma's awesome.
No. Or Emma ever like really upset to. With Alex.
I don't make you like mad all the time, do I?
No.
No, but like.
But there are times though where like. He does something that... Oh,
or it's just... I mean, it's just not worth it. It's just not worth an argument.
Wow. Like what? Can I have a for instance? I hope I'm not...
I don't care.
Okay. Oh, no. You gave me the business about the dishes.
Oh, Alex, you did not.
Say, okay, the one time you decide to do the dishes is the time I don't rinse them correctly. But...
What happened with the dishes?
I apologize to you later for it, though.
I don't remember that, but I just said... Okay.
Oh, you don't remember? Okay.
What happened with the dishes?
But it didn't matter. I didn't rinse them out, so there was like...
She was just like setting like... Yeah, she just like was like leaving whatever's in there in it. And I was like, hey, just like put the water in it so it's easier to clean.
Yeah, yeah, but we've been together. We lived together for 4 years.
How often?
Well, but we live in this new place and I'm trying to do things. We live in this new place and I'm trying to like do stuff. And so I was like, let's just, you know...
Then that's not a good example.
Teamwork.
I can't think of a good example.
Well, I mean, I think it's
but like most of the times we've had like fights, like not really like yelling fights, is like when one or more of us are drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then usually we're like, I'm sorry, I was an asshole. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, you love someone. It's like, I can yell at you. We don't really yell. Like we can, I can get mad.
We can have like a bicker in a shouting match. I can't see.
We're
you
more
guys.
Like we like bicker.
Yeah, y'all are more like.
It's more passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Kind of yeah.
Like Emma would probably fuck with his podcast equipment.
No, she doesn't. Emma doesn't do that.
No, no. Have you ever seen me mad? Like I'm not gonna do that on purpose.
That's a good point. Alex does get upset.
Never.
What's the maddest you've ever seen him?
It was probably like a couple of weeks
ago. 2 weeks
ago
or something.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened
for game one of the World Series?
Was it?
What happened?
Just the internet just didn't work.
The internet didn't work.
And
I was trying to do.
Oh my god!
I was trying to do the Facebook Live, and I couldn't see anything.
It's something about the internet. It's something about things that.
That he
that
has
are
no
supposed
control
to,
of.
Yes, that's
that
what it
pays
is.
For and expects to is. Work, but they
yeah,
don't work.
Yeah, the mercy of this magical thing yeah. that, you know, just yeah. can work and can't work.
Like, the maddest I've ever seen Alex was at work.
Over the internet.
It was some. I think it was the keyboard. He was trying to do something with the podcast picture. And like, do you remember this? And the Photoshop wasn't working. And he was fucking smashing. Oh, sorry. He was fucking smashing on his fucking.
Now you're breaking my table.
No, I'm sorry. It's fine. He was smashing on the keyboard and just. Like I'm like I'm gonna go now.
It's a little scary.
Yeah,
dude, why do you get so upset?
I don't know, man.
You're
and
very
I,
zen, too. Like you're very kind.
But I've been trying to like. I've identified the problem, which is me. So that was that's part's done, and
check that off the list.
Well, like, but like I've started like I don't know. I get like random like fits of rage, and I don't know where it go. I don't know how to stop it, and like I've gotten good about or not good. I've gotten better. About like with football especially where it's just
been
like
way better about football.
Well, that's because
football was the biggest one for me. Football
that
was
the season
no,
is over.
No, but football was the biggest thing that was like Alex is a fucking maniac. Like people left my Super Bowl party when the Giants won because they didn't score a touchdown at the end of the half and I broke a fucking night and like just smashed it into pieces.
And then blood and, like, everywhere. It's just
yeah, I was bleeding because it was an aluminum night and it was very sharp.
Yeah.
And just like I've learned like that seems weird. Being upset, like everybody gets mad over the internet, though, not to my extent.
Yeah, I was gonna
not
say.
To my extent, but like
no,
sometimes.
Have you ever seen me ever mad over the internet?
Dude, you're fucking just. You don't get mad over most stuff. Though. You're pretty chill.
Yeah, I can't see Emma getting.
That's
mad.
Why she's perfect for me because she doesn't get mad at me.
Yeah,
or she does, but like she's quiet.
Or no,
it.
When I get mad at you, you're like, you're mad at me, and then I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be mad. Maybe you're right.
Oh my god.
I don't know. I get mad, and like the other day, like one time, I just remember sitting down fairly, like in the last couple of months. I was like, "I'm fucking furious right now. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm still mad. I don't know why I can't calm down." And she was like, "Just sit. Just sit."
I think it's because he obsesses over things. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like he gets so passionate about certain things. Like it's
but
like,
he also always gets his way, and I don't mean that in a bad
it does.
Way.
He does
always
get his
get
way.
Your way. So when something that you can't physically hold, connect,
like what
do
you mean get my way?
Well, I remember a few weeks ago when I came over to the apartment, you were like. Isn't Alex the luckiest person you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually came to the conclusion, like,
well,
he
yeah.
is pretty fucking lucky.
How?
He does
like, give
get,
me an example.
You have everything you want. If I wanted to get you a gift, I wouldn't have no idea what to get you because you've got everything you need.
What?
That's
what do you mean?
Like, if I... Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Like,
Emma?
I get my... I buy things
no,
with my money?
I mean...
Because I work and then I
yeah,
use my
no,
paycheck
I'm,
to purchase things that I feel
bad.
Like purchasing.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like
yeah.
He's got everything he needs.
Kinda, everything he wants, he gets.
Yeah. He wanted a podcast studio. Boom. He got a podcast studio.
Well, I set
you
goals and I try and achieve them, though.
I'm not
no,
saying
no,
it's a
no,
bad
no,
thing.
I'm not.
Really good to have in our corner when we need it.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's an example. We walked in a hurricane and you were that morning we were at that person's house and I thought this is the dumbest thing and then I stopped thinking that and I thought I'm going to walk with Alex. Nothing's going to go wrong. And
yeah.
then we got
Did
home.
You really think that?
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Here we had to walk in like waist deep water.
Mm-hmm. I mean that was the worst part,
but like, it wasn't hard though.
No. Our phones were okay, everything was okay. We got home.
Well, just and that was one of those like we got to make a move or nothing's going to happen
yeah,
and that wasn't I don't necessarily think that was
but
me being lucky.
If I had done that by myself, I would have drowned.
No, you wouldn't
Something
have.
Something would have happened.
Yeah.
We saw the route. We
gotten,
saw. We walked that way. It was
bit
fine.
By a snake. I would have tripped. Someone would have picked me up. It just wouldn't
Bad
have gone well.
Bad things don't
just
happen
me.
With Alex.
Yeah, they do. Lots. I've been arrested. I've flipped cars. I've had like shit like that happen. I was the one guy that got caught in like a fucking bullshit thing in high school.
Long-term repercussions of those things.
Yeah, I mean, remember when we tried to get an apartment and they weren't
yeah,
going
to
give us an apartment and I had to like prove it.
Call your guy and say, nah, and then you get it done.
Yeah.
Remember we had the DWI and for like 5 years had to pay like triple everybody else's insurance.
You're not paying it now.
Yeah, because it's been 5 years after that happened.
Yeah.
You know, I did my time.
It didn't affect your job then, didn't affect you getting a new job, didn't affect you getting a new car.
I didn't talk about it until
then. Yeah.
We're complimenting you.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I'm lucky, though. I don't feel like
I don't like the word lucky. I know that you've worked extremely hard for the job that you got now and for the apartment that you're in now. Like, nobody, you're probably one of the hardest working people I know. You're definitely one of the most passionate people I know about anything you do, whether it's the podcast or Rod Show or whatever.
I just think, like, you live like you don't live that long in the long run, you know? And so, like I'm at the age where, like, I can purchase things that I want to purchase. Like, in high school, I always remember being like, oh, I want that, I want that, I want that. And I didn't have the money to do it. And now I actually have some – I don't have a lot of money, but I have enough money to where I can live.
You
I can pay rent.
What you want
and
to
then
do.
I can go out and have drinks and do stuff.
If a band comes
stuff,
to town, you can
go
do, see that
yeah,
band.
Yeah, and I can do stuff like that. And I feel like, why would I not want to do that? You know, like, that's – like, I don't know how long I got. And,
no,
like, you gotta enjoy it while you can. And, like, we're in, like, the prime of our lives right now. Like, we're, like, I guess, like, you make the most money when you're in, like, your 40s, apparently. But, like, we're in, like, our – I'm in my late 20s, and then, like, your 30s, that's what you're supposed to, like, live.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have kids.
No.
I don't have – like, fucking when we have kids, like, God damn it, we're not doing any of this stuff, you know? Like, I'll probably do the podcast, but I'll probably be like, guys, we can't curse the kids around. Or I'll just be like, take the kid to the other room. No, I'm
we're doing a segment about cunts right now. We're going to take the kids in the other room. God almighty.
No,
Alex is going to be still doing this podcast with kids.
What?
You're
going to
be still doing this podcast with kids?
I'd like to think so.
If the podcast requires internet connection to do it, the kids will not be in the house.
Yeah.
We're
not
going to
do that. Fucking Robert's been here when the internet wasn't working or when something wasn't working. And
that was during a podcast. I quietly just like.
I think you went outside and called Emma.
Sometimes you could just be like, okay. But then other times it's just like.
That's what I hate about myself. I hate that I get that like. Because, like, when you I look back at it, I'm like, why did you fly off the handle like that, dude? Like, what's wrong? And then it's like, okay, I won't do that next time. And then the next time something happens, I'm like, grrr!
Here's an example how you're so lucky. The time that you were throwing the biggest fit 2 or whatever weeks ago, game one of the World Series, you threw your phone multiple times, and it did not break.
Yeah, it's
nothing
got an OtterBox.
Nothing happened to it. Sometimes you smash our Apple TV, and then it works. And it's
works.
Like, that's not...
Oh, well, because it wasn't working, and then
yeah,
it does
then
work
like,
because
well,
Alex
good.
Fixes it.
Every time it breaks, I'm going to smash it. And it's like, that's not... Well, come on.
Yeah, those are good points. Those are good points.
Oh, I'm locked out of my apartment. Let me just scale the building real quick and just let myself in. Because, you know, that's what people do. That's what normal people do.
Well, like, that guy wasn't going to help us, so
obviously.
Fuck that guy.
I don't know.
I understand what you're saying. I'm not mad at what you're saying.
No.
I just, like, I didn't understand it initially, but, like, I do have a little bit of luck. Like, let's look at my betting the last couple weeks. Heyo!
I thought you said, like, bedding.
My
like
bedding.
Bedding.
Let me go check it out.
Oh.
Heyo.
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 Somebody.
Heyo.
Something.
Let's flush those sheets. Yeah! No.
How's it been having y'all's own washer and dryer?
Life-changing.
Life-changing?
Life-changing.
I think I have clothes in the dryer right now. Not
no,
even worried about it.
There are sheets in the dryer and your clothes are sitting on the washer. Because we can do that.
Yeah,
no
we can do that.
Steal them.
Fuck it.
Good for y'all.
And like when Emma takes mine out, I'm like, oh, I had things in there.
Angry.
Well, when people would fucking take shit out of the washer and dryer, you're like, you dumbass.
You were like, you took my stuff out?
That was not at all serious, though. I think Emma sometimes like misinterprets me being sarcastic, like, oh, you don't care. I was like, no, I don't think you don't care. Like the other day,
care.
You were like, I didn't think you thought, I thought you didn't love me. You were like, why would I say I don't love you anymore?
You say it over and over again, and then you don't say, just kidding.
But you know I'm kidding.
I don't know.
Alex
honestly,
is always kidding.
I don't.
For goodness sakes.
Are you glad you brought her in for this?
I
this
am
whole,
glad.
This
I
whole
love, I love
relationship
the
therapy.
She should sit in with answers, the rest of answers for us.
Yeah, you want to?
How many do you have?
We have like two left.
No, we got to finish Alexander Boz's. He says, if my girlfriend cheats on me, is it all right to go to her house and throw all of her belongings on the lawn? We don't live together.
Yes.
You think? No, because the whole point of it is like... That's when like you live with someone, so you throw all this shit out of your house,
it's
and
hilarious.
You alpha move. Yeah, you
especially
just
if she was like hesitant to move in with you, and you're like, I'm still gonna throw your stuff out.
But she doesn't live with you.
No,
so
I mean,
you just go to her house in her room. It's like, what the hell are you doing?
You
shut up!
You can't even get into her house.
You could.
Oh my god, it's dark out.
Yeah, dude, you ever heard of daylight saving time?
Jesus Christ. Me too. Let's wrap this up.
Okay, guys, quit yelling at me.
What's for dinner tonight?
You just, nothing. I don't know, food? We have pizza, right?
Oh, yeah, pizza.
Pizza's for dinner.
Or maybe we'll go get fast food.
Maybe we'll go get fast food. Who knows? We'll let you know on next week's podcast.
All right.
That's what you call a cliffhanger, gang. So everybody else thinks that it is okay to do that. I think probably don't do that unless you live with her. And then that's still kind of a chick thing to do, to throw people's stuff
agreed,
out on the lawn.
Agreed.
Yeah, dudes don't do
that's
that.
Very
dudes
Beyonce.
Have to go and get hammered at a bar.
That's very
and then just
Rihanna.
Talk shit and try and bang some chick. That's what dudes do, right? Mm-hmm. Just guys being dudes.
Mm-hmm.
You go barbecue with the fellas. You go to a strip club and then you rake it up, as they say.
Rake it up.
You tell the ladies.
You don't rake it up.
Rake it up. Fuck it. What was he saying?
I don't know. Please don't play it again, though.
Do you want to hear our favorite song now?
Please.
It's called. It's Yo
Gotti.
I'll play Yo Gotti afterwards.
The white version, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I will. Luke Soin, welcome back to the pod. He writes in and says, "More pointless crime: hijacking trains or stealing bumper cars."
Stealing bumper cars.
No, now I've thought about it. Hijacking a train, you can't really take it anywhere.
Yeah, but you get the money from the people on the train.
Yeah, but where's the train going? The train's going on tracks. Bumper cars, but you could then take your bumper cars and then like make your own bumper car place, make way more money in the long run, open up your own amusement park. I'm just saying.
Bumper cars fiscally, are the worst.
You could do more damage with a train.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't turn it. Like, you can't change
but you could
the
crash
course.
Into another
train. People don't rob trains for this. So, like, oh, I'll rob
do
a train.
People rob
and,
trains
and now,
still.
And now I'll have a train. Like, you, that's not the point.
Rob a train to get a train.
Yeah, you don't rob a train.
Woo! We got a train now, baby.
Now we've got a train. You rob the train so you can rob the people on the train.
No, it's hijack up. A train. Hijacking would mean, like, taking over.
Yeah.
So you would
so
be
what
like.
What was your? I wasn't listening when you're talking about the bumper cars.
More
what
pointless
was,
crime: hijacking
no,
trains
what
or stealing bumper.
What would your point
bumper.
Be of hijacking the bumper
you
car?
You could hijack the bumper cars, take them to your own amusement park,
you
and
can't.
Then do that. Yeah,
you can't get it off the track.
Fuck, you're right. You have bumper cars, then it's bumper cars.
No, it's train.
No, it's train. You fool.
What's the more pointless crime? Jeez,
right.
Maybe pay attention, guys.
So hungry.
I'm the only one paying attention. I'm hungry. I've never eaten. You know, there's kids in Africa that haven't eaten for weeks.
And there's another example. Being mean.
Matt Darling writes in with their final question of the week and says, "What does God smell like?"
I imagine he smells like...
He smells like either what Beyonce smells like or Oprah.
You don't know what either of them smell like.
I know.
I imagine... Why,
I imagine
why
it's the
two
same.
Prominent black women?
Because that's what God is.
I think God's black. You don't think God's black?
I don't know. I don't care.
I think, no, I don't my think God is a black woman.
I'm not going to get into
God. I think
God.
He smells like somebody's vagina, but I don't know who.
Maybe it's like a... Wait, who?
Who? I want to know who now.
Like maybe Celine Dion.
Ooh.
Why her?
I don't know.
She's fancy.
Yeah.
Why would God smell like a vagina? I doubt God would smell like that.
Fun fact about Alex. Alex for a long time thought Shania Twain and Celine Dion were the same person.
What?
I did. Well, like I didn't see them. I just thought their songs were like, oh, that's her too.
Does their music sound similar?
No, she's country.
Yeah, names,
she's
just names. Names.
Celine is Titanic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Celine is Titanic, right?
I don't really listen to either of them that often.
Alex, he was like, Celine Dion's not iconic. Name five songs, and I started to name them, and he goes, man, I feel like a woman, and I was like, oh no.
Start singing Madonna songs. That's funny.
Yeah, so I don't know. I would like to think God smells like, you know.
What is that from Harry Potter? Their favorite smell?
A Dementor.
No, it's like the opposite. And each
the
person,
worst thing
like,
about prison,
and, like,
the Dementors.
Like Hermione smelled the Weasley house when she was like, oh, and then she like didn't tell the class that's what she smelled.
Oh,
she
yeah.
Know. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
God smells like that. Whatever you like.
Ooh.
Okay, like so let's go then. What does he smell like to you then, Emma?
Laundry. Clean
Cinnabon.
Laundry.
Ooh, damn. Fresh cut grass. Ooh.
Ew.
And by that I mean weed.
Yeah, I think Cinnabon's a good one.
I think like a Cinnabon store.
Like Cinnabon, but you're far away from it. You're like,
oh, yeah.
Maybe he smells
is
like
there a Cinnabon
grandma.
Anywhere near here?
Which my grandma kind of smelled like Belvin, like onions and mildew, but like...
You got to explain Belvin to people that did not go
it
to
Sam Houston.
It was
our cafeteria in college.
Most people didn't get that.
The hell is Belvin?
Yep.
Our cafeteria in college.
Oh, okay.
Smelled like mildew
it's
and
not
onions.
There anymore. But it was very old and it kind of stank. But they had dope food. They had dope food. I guess you get off like an airplane and you smell a Cinnabon. Mm. You're like, there's something somewhere, and you just gotta bow your nose. Yeah, that too.
Andy's pretzels.
I think largely that's true though because they have the cinnamon, which is kind of part of the Cinnabon.
Or
I'm not Cinnabon. They have the cinnamon pretzels, which is partly what you smell.
A brand new shoe or a new car.
Brand new car.
Oh, an old book.
It's really a hybrid of all of them. Yeah. Brand new car, new shoe.
The inside of an Etch-a-Sketch.
I don't know what that smells like. You smelled too many
eggs. I smell weird things.
That's what God smells like, Matt. That's a pretty solid question.
Yeah, I like that one.
If you'd like to submit questions for the answer segment, you can email them to us, answers@passthegravypod.com. You can also tweet them to us, @passthegravypod on the Twitter. Or follow us on – if you're not following us on Facebook, go give us the like. Hit the like button. It's Pass the Gravy Podcast on Facebook. And then I am @AlexJMiddleton on Twitter. Chris is @RealChrisHogan. And Bobby Jokes is @RobertBarbosa03. Thanks again to everybody that came out. Shout out to Skylar again for rocking our shit at a Starbucks. You know, everybody that's got your Pass the Gravy gear, let us know where you're at. Like, post us some pics showing showing like, hey, I got my gear on. What are you doing? And don't forget those pastorgravymerch.com. We've got the pastor's shirts and then our fucking dope-ass Christmas sweaters are available now, as well as our pastronaut shirt. Anything else you got for us, Chris? Are you going to be here next week?
Probably not.
Probably not? All right. Yeah. Well,
you'll hear from Philly Cheese Style, so.
We might get Philly Cheese Style.
Who is unveiling something this
week.
She's
unveiling her. She's got a gender reveal for her nose.
Still call it a schnoz if you can. Like, check out
seems
schnoz.
Hurtful. That seems hurtful. AF. What about women
why
looking
would
out
you
for
say
women?
That? Seriously, I thought you guys were supposed to stick together.
Yeah.
Why do we even?
I you? Thought you were with her. You're not being a very good Shiro.
You're not being a
and
very
we learned about Shiros today.
Schnoz not a good word.
Schnoz is not a good word for a nose. No.
It's for a nose job.
I mean, I think schnoz like, usually means big nose, right?
We checked out her schnoz. No.
No, I get it. I was just giving you a hard time. But,
I'm not. I'm admitted the hard time. Offended.
All right, Bobby Jokes, do you have anything? No? 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 Nothing to promote? Bobby Jokes is going to be appearing at the Flamingo Casino in Las Vegas. You can go see him.
He's one man
this weekend. Bobby Jokes and the Barracudas. That's his band.
Barracuda.
The Barracudas. That's all they play, actually. Like, that's the only song, and then they do like a reggae version of it, and they do a country version of it, and it's just a lot of different versions of that one song.
Which is a little bit different than the reggae. A little bit. And then in gangster rap.
They take the horns rap, from the gospel version and put those horns in the ska version.
And speaking of gangster rap, I could not find our Italian fellow Yo Gotti's.
Is it Yo Gotti?
Yo Gotti's is his name.
I thought it was Lil Gotti.
Yo Gabba Gabba?
Oh, Yo Gotti.
It might be Yo Gabba Gabba. You're right.
Spinoff.
This is his father. He's Italian. But Yo Gotti, I could not find Rake It Up. So maybe that's for next week, okay. Acoustically. But I did get down in the DM, and that is what we're going to send you guys out with. And until next weekend. I don't know what happened there. But until next weekend, guys. Peace out, Cub Scout. Be good to each other. And pass the gravy. Bitches!
I see your girl pose your PM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see them. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. Yeah, goes down in the DMs. Down in the DMs, yeah. It goes down in the DMs. Down in the DMs, yeah. Snapped at me that pussy. Or FaceTime me that pussy if it's cool. Goes down in the DMs, yeah. I got celebs in the DM. They're breaking news if they see them. But no, we don't do no talking. We see that sucker shit too often. Yeah, see your girl post her BM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see them. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. Yeah, it goes down in the DMs. Down in the DMs, yeah. It goes down in the DMs. Down in the DMs, yeah.
Snapchat me that pussy, or FaceTime me that pussy if it's cool. Goes down in the DMs, yeah. Don't you hate when you get screenshotted? Bitch, that DM wasn't for everybody. I love the gram, I love the gram. I'm addicted to it, no I am. And I just followed Angela Simmons. I got a crush on Angela Simmons. They like, damn, Gotti, you bold. Fuck it, I'ma let the world know. I see your girl post your BM. So I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see them. Yeah, this your man, I hate to be him. Yeah, it goes down in the DMs. Down in the DMs, yeah. It goes down in the DMs. Down in the DMs, yeah. Snapchat me that pussy, or FaceTime me that pussy if it's cool. Goes down in the DMs. Down in the DMs, yeah. Snapchat me that pussy.
Only woman bleed. Only woman bleed.